This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the A1 Organics Game of the Week. Here's Jerry Schemel and Bruce Dick.
Hey, welcome, folks. Welcome to our A1 Organics Game of the Week with high school football. Tonight, Jerry Schemel and Bruce Dick here in Windsor, Colorado. The Windsor Wizards will host tonight the Loveland Red Wolves. Should be a great matchup. Glad you're on board with us this evening. We are outside. There's no press box for Jerry and Bruce tonight, and the wind is blowing in our face, and it's blowing pretty good right now. So if you hear papers rolling around, if you hear wind in the microphones, which you're probably hearing right now, that's because we're outside. We've got a table set up, but what a view. We've got a great, great field. What a stadium this is. Artificial turf. It looks absolutely beautiful, and it's a great night weather-wise for football. Week two for us, Bruce.
And the second year for this artificial turf, they replaced it, and it's really a really nice field. Hey, we're going to see some electric players tonight.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. Of course, you know, Windsor coming off a terrific year last year, lost a lot of guys. You know, they just lost a lot of seniors. On the other hand, Loveland, they brought a lot of guys back from their team last year won a few exciting games, but record-wise, they're trying to improve on that this year.
We had a game last week. We kind of figured it might be a little bit blowout. It was in week one for us, Bruce. Tonight, we're looking for something different, a little closer game, right?
Oh, I really think so. You know, these schools are very similar. However, Windsor playing a 3A schedule this year in this cycle, so a little smaller enrollment-wise, whereas Loveland, probably one of the smaller 4A schools around the region as well. So very similar. Should be a lot of action tonight. And weather should not be a factor.
Yeah, it's windy, but it's a beautiful night, sunshine, and, of course, we'll have the sunset here momentarily. It is the venue H.J. Dudley Field here at Windsor High School. Windsor hosting Loveland. The Red Wolves are 1-0. Windsor lost last week, 0-1 their record here in game two for both of these teams. We'll take our first time out. You're listening to Preps Football right here on KFKA. It's a Friday night. That means our A1 Organics Game of the Week happens tonight. It happens tonight in Windsor as the Wizards host the Loveland Red Wolves. The Wizards last week lost. They got beat by Fort Collins High School 49-14, so in a blowout loss. And as Coach said before we took that last break, they were a very good last year playoff team a year ago. In the meantime, Fossil Ridge was the opponent for Loveland last week, and Loveland gets the win 21-18, so 1-0 for Loveland, 0-1 for Windsor. Let's talk about a couple players. Let's talk about the visitors first, Bruce, and I think you start with their quarterback, Jackson Gebhardt. What a terrific player.
You know, Jackson Gebhardt is a terrific multi-sport athlete for the Red Wolves. Had a terrific junior season, probably a little under the radar because the team, didn't win as much, but this year, impressive. Against Fossil Ridge, two touchdown passes, one rushing pass, had 319 yards, total yardage. You know, and Jerry, that doesn't even tell the story. This kid's electric. You know, he can extend plays, he can run when needed, good arm throwing the ball, and has, you know, three receivers that he's played with now for, the duration of his high school career. Cooper Turner had a terrific game last week, catching two touchdown passes. Cash Villanueva had a terrific junior season, as did Jack Serra. So I look for a lot of excitement from this Red Wolves offense.
Jackson Gebhardt last week 13-15 with in the air, 172 yards and two touchdowns, as Bruce said, 16 carries, 147 yards on the ground, and a touchdown. Let's talk about another offensive player, this time for Windsor. They're running back, he's just a junior, Mark Noel. Last week in that loss, 13 carries, 98 yards, and a touchdown, Bruce.
Yeah, you know, not a lot of offense last week for the Wizards, but Mark Noel, he was a bright spot. Rushed the ball well, runs hard. Windsor replacing a lot of players that saw some varsity action but weren't primary players a year ago. But let me just say this. Chris Jones does an outstanding job with this program. And regardless of that start, you know the Wizards are going to be well coached. And they're going to be a tough out once their league play begins.
Chris Jones in his second go-around as head coach for Windsor. His counterpart, J.R. Conkright, is in his first year as an head coach. He's got a terrific, solid team as well, as we've been talking about. Let's take another break, and we'll come back. We'll get you some starting lineups. We got our A1 Organics Game of the Week tonight here in Windsor. The Wizards hosting the Red Wolves of Loveland. This is Preps Football on KFKA. Welcome back, folks, to Windsor High School. It is H.J. Dudley Field, they call this, a beautiful place. The turf looks outstanding tonight. Sun's starting to set. It's going to be a beautiful night, maybe a little windy, and we're outside. We'll battle the elements as best we can. Jerry Schimmel and Bruce Dick with you here on our Friday night football feature. Let's talk about the coaches. I said we're going to get the starting lineups. Do that next segment. Let's talk about these coaches. And, Bruce, I know you always like to do that, you being the longtime coach. But let's start with Loveland and J.R. Conkright in his first year as a head coach. So this is it. This is game one for him as a head coach at Loveland.
Game two. Yep. Yes, won his first game. Came from Western State, Colorado Western, been in the college ranks. Before that, at some high schools, the most recent Broomfield High School, outstanding job, but went to the college ranks. And, you know, I asked him on Coach Speak today, you know, how different is it now coming back to high school? And his bottom line was, you know, it's football, you know, and he just loves being around the kids. And he even said when he was in college, he kind of missed that high school age group of guys. And Loveland, fortunate to have him, terrific human being. Served in the Air Force and talked about how many of his principles were developed at that time in his life as well.
Sounds like, just listening to your interview with him and talking to him a little bit via text earlier this week, that he might be a guy that stresses being physical with his team, especially on defense. Is that accurate, Bruce?
I think, oh, they're going to be very physical. Yeah. You know, and he even initiated, you know, talk that they're getting there, but they're not there yet. You know, what he wants to instill, it takes time, but talking to Jackson Gebhardt, their starting quarterback, he's thrilled to have Coach Conkright directing that program and had nothing but praises for his head coach.
Head coach at Windsor with the Wizards is Chris Jones. We said in his second go-around as a head coach for these Wizards. And, yeah, I know you know him personally as well, Bruce. Give us the rundown on this head coach.
Well, he's a Hall of Fame coach. You know, he will be. Tremendous success on the field, off the field, talking to players. Players that have played for Coach Jones absolutely praise him. Teaches math. You know, he taught math and takes just as much pride in that as he does on the football field. Very high character individual, and he's just brought nothing but success here to Windsor High School.
Known for the particular offense, defense, being physical?
They will not pass the ball around.
Yeah, yeah.
That's they're going to run the ball.
Yeah.
They will run the ball, and going into the season, we're going to pass the ball more, and by game three, I think they're going to run the ball.
Yeah. I got you. Last week, they had, 80 yards passing is
they
all.
They did.
Yeah, 80 yards passing. Did have some more 80 yards rushing, 112 yards rushing and 80 yards passing a week ago. Loveland, in the meantime, last week, 185 yards passing and 158 rushing, most of that coming from, as we mentioned, their fine quarterback, Jackson Gebhardt. Let's talk about the quarterback for the home team just a little bit here, Bruce. Robert Trotter is a big fella. I was watching him move around a little bit, too.
Big kid.
6'2", 225, and a senior. That's a big body for a quarterback
you
in
know,
high school.
It is, and I'm guessing he has a good arm, but you know what? This kid's going to run the ball from the quarterback position too. So I think very athletic kid. So It's going to be fun, you know, watching these two quarterbacks go back and forth during the game tonight.
We'll take another timeout. We have our A1 Organics High School Football Game of the Week tonight from Windsor. Windsor against Loveland should be a great matchup. Stay with us. Back in a moment. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Morning NoCo is on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 FM, K276 GU, and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
Loveland at Windsor tonight, our A1 Organics Game of the Week. Starting lineups are brought to you by the J9 Insurance Agencies. Cattle price is very good right now. If you're a producer, that's great news. If you need to protect yourself, though, from these prices, by visiting the J9 Insurance and talk about adding LRP to your repertoire. Call them right now or anytime. 970-834-2009. Let's get the starting lineups. We'll give you the Loveland Red Wolves defense and the Windsor offense. We'll start with Loveland at one. They play a 3-4 defense. One end is Jacob Granahan. He is 6 foot, 180, senior. The nose tackle, Jaden James, 6 foot, 250. He's a senior. And the right end is Brody Roberts. He is 5'11", 190, and a sophomore. Linebackers are Dean Christopher, Segundo Ortiz, Landon Morris, and Jackson Torres. In the left corner position, it's Preston Peterson, 6 foot, and he's a junior, 150 pounds. Right corner, Cash Villanueva. He is 5'10", 175, and a senior. And the safety is Jackson Sayre. He is 6'2", 160, and he is a senior. Let's get to the offense for Windsor tonight. At left tackle, it's Cole Macklin. He is 5'10", 230, and a junior. Left guard is Jackson Reynolds, 6'1", 205, and a junior. At center, Caden Myers, big guy, 6'4", 295. He's a junior. And right guard, Brig Carson. He's 6'2", 220. He's a senior. And the right tackle is Kaysen Wallace. He's 6'4", 265, and he's a junior. At quarterback is Robert Trotter. He is 6'2", 225. He's a senior. The tight end, Jackson Lucero, is 5'11", 170. He's a junior. The running backs are Marek Noel. He is 5'11", 170, a junior. Another running back you'll see a lot tonight is Ethan Brash. He is 5'5", 195, and he's a sophomore. The receivers, they're good. Beckham Helm is 6'3", 200, just a sophomore. Last week, two receptions for 36 yards. Also, Brock Alessi, 5'11", 165. He's a junior. Two catches last week for 9 yards. And then Eli Yakowitz, we'll see action tonight as well. Led the team in receiving last year at 4 catches, 35 yards. He is 6'1", 170, and he is a senior. Head coach for Windsor, we talked about it, is Chris Jones. Head coach for Loveland is J.R. Concrete. They have sent the captains out on the field for the coin toss. And we look at this sideline, Bruce. We see, I think you counted them, with Wizards players compared to Loveland. It's a little bit of a gap there.
You know, there is twice as many Windsor kids suited up on the sideline, over 60 players dressed out in uniform, just over 30 kids for the Loveland Red Wolves. But I know the coaches are saying it's going to be the 11 guys on the field. But very impressive numbers for the Wizards. And that's a credit also to Chris Jones for the program that he has built, not just this year, but throughout his career here at Windsor High School.
Loveland's going to kick off, so Windsor will receive, and they'll work it from our vantage point right to left. That's south to north here at this stadium. Windsor Wizards looking for their first win, and Loveland trying to make it two in a row. It's a gorgeous night for football. Wind is dying down a little bit, which helps us a little bit as
it
well.
It sure does.
Being outside, not in a booth. And we couldn't do this probably in November, but we're going to do this tonight because it's a beautiful night. Home uniforms are the maroon trimmed in gold for Windsor and white trimmed in red for Loveland. They kick off at the 40-yard line in high school. And we're ready to go. Good to have you on board tonight in our A1 Organics Game of the Week. And here we go. Here's the approach and the boots. High end for end kick. It's going to be fielded about the 10-yard line, the 15 and the 20. Breaking a tackle across the 25 and full momentum to about the 35-yard line. Good return, and that's where Windsor sets up first and 10.
Great return, and the legs just kept churning. Thought the Red Wolves were going to bring him down around the 30, and he gets out to where are they going to spot it? Right around the 30, I guess, 4-yard line.
34-yard line of scrimmage for the Wizards. As I mentioned last week, 112 yards rushing, 80 yards passing. And their quarterback, Robert Trotter, just last week, 10 out of 18 for 80 yards in the air. He had 8 carries, got sacked a number of times, minus 13 yards.
That's a lot of passing for the Wizards based on their historic philosophy.
Pistol formation. There's a handoff of the backfield. Met immediately is Mark Noel. He might have lost a yard in that play. On first down, I think a loss of 1, making it second down 11 for the Wizards.
Great defensive penetration by that front four of the Red Wolves as they got off the ball quickly.
May have gotten back to line of scrimmage. They're gonna give him a loss of 1 on that play. Second down, 11 to go for the Wizards. Around their quarterback, Robert Trotter.
You can tell that opening play. Marek is their guy. Yep. They want to get him some space.
Got 2 in the backfield now, including the quarterback. Calling out signals. There's a handoff again. Again, this is Noel. He breaks a tackle, gets up to the 35-yard line. Just a short gain right up the middle. Maybe picked up 2 on the play, making it third down and long for the Wizards.
Yeah, started outside, cut it up, and the linebackers for the Red Wolves quickly got to the ball carrier.
Going to put the line of scrimmage at the 36-yard line, so third down, 8 yards to go for the Wizards.
Let's see if we see Trotter's first pass of the night here in this 3rd and 8 situation.
Certainly a passing down on 3rd and 8. Under his big center, Caden Myers, 295 pounds at 6'2". Trotter's got in the backfield Noel with him again. 3 receivers left. He in the shotgun, looking left, throws over the middle. It's picked off. This could go for a touchdown. This is a pick 6. Touchdown. Did he get there? He did not. Down at the 1-yard line.
I think that would, let me see. Landon
Morris.
Was that Landon Morris?
Number 9, I believe.
I thought it was either 8 or 9, but Landon Morris. We're going to say it's Landon Morris or Jackson Torres. What a anticipated defensive move.
Boy, looked like he was gone, but got caught from behind. So going to line up at the 2-yard line, so not in the end zone, at the 2. So first and goal for Loveland at the 2-yard line of Windsor. Big play defensively for the Red Wolves early in this ballgame. And here's their terrific quarterback, number 12, Jackson Gebhardt. In that shotgun, he's got Cooper Turner back there with him. And now I think the Loveland's going to call a timeout.
I think they're going to call a timeout. You know, they weren't with a defensive interception. Their offense wasn't quite ready. Now, you probably have your series of plays once you get, if you're going to receive and you start at the 20 or 30-yard line. Short and goal, they weren't exactly sure what they wanted to do, so Coach Conkright calls the timeout.
So Windsor looking for a defensive stand here, and now teams break huddle after that timeout.
Tim Durant, the new offensive coordinator also for the Red Wolves.
They've got 3 backs in the backfield along with the quarterback, so they're 4 standing next to each other. Now one moves in motion, the other in motion now, so 2 backs in the backfield with Gebhardt, who gets the snap. He's going to try to roll to the right side. It breaks a tackle and almost gets in, maybe got to the 1-yard line. Good defensive pursuit in that left side of the Windsor defense. He is short of the goal line, 2nd down.
Yeah, Gebhardt battled to get back to that 2-yard line as the Wizard defense did a great job pursuing. It seemed like there's a little maybe fumble or not mishandling of the football on that play as well.
Now Gebhardt under center. 3 receivers left, 1 to the right. Now 1 in motion, right to left. Hands it off, trying to break a tackle. Turner trying to turn the corner across the way. He's not going to do it. He's going to be rolled out of bounds back at the 15-yard line. Just kept going back, trying to turn that corner, couldn't do it. Great pursuit by the Windsor defense.
Yeah, that jet sweep, it just started wrong and kept going to the wrong direction. We saw that with the Buffs last night.
Yeah.
In a similar situation near the goal line, running east-west instead of north-south.
Now, third and goal from the 16-yard line. Back to pass as Gebhardt throws in the end zone. It is caught, I believe. For a touchdown, it is. It is Cash Villanueva.
Wow, what a dime thrown by Gebhardt on that play. Third and long, and no problem. Steps back and throws a dart to Villanueva.
Great catch in traffic as well. So on the scoreboard first, the Red Wolves, 6-0, pending this extra point. 9:54 left to go in this first quarter play. Going to go for two here. No point after attempt. And now they're going to reset.
Loveland offense a little unorganized on this PAT as they're bringing players in late now to kick the extra point.
They are going to kick the extra point now. And the snap kick is on the way, a line drive kick, and it is no good. It went wide right.
They just seem to be in a rush on that PAT, Jerry.
I agree.
And to no avail, they come away empty.
9:54 left to go in this first quarter play. So 6-0, the Red Wolves with a 16-yard touchdown pass by Jackson Gebhardt. That's his third touchdown pass of the season. And point after attempt, no good, wide right, so 6-0.
Boy, you said it too. Villanueva just went up. There were two defenders there with him, and he went up, and Gebhardt put the ball where only he could get it on that jump attempt, and what a beautiful pass play.
Villanueva last week, 7 catches, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns, so he's got 3 touchdown catches already this season. So Windsor will receive again. Got a couple of players back at their own 5-yard line. Here's the approach and the boot. This high end-over-end kick again. It goes into the end zone. Going to bring it out.
You cannot bring it out. In high school football.
I was waiting
for the white hat to signal,
right.
And he kind of froze as well, and a little delayed call. But in high school football, you cannot run the ball out of the end zone. Crazy rule.
Couldn't quite tell if he was in the end zone or not, but definitely was. So Windsor's second attempt on offense, down 6-0 now, 9:50 left to go in this first quarter of play.
Oh, we're going to see that offense come back on the field after the critical interception on the first series.
And Robert Trotter, the quarterback, in the shotgun, a pistol formation. He's got Noel behind him, receiver left and one right as well. Gets that snap. Fakes a handoff, going to try to run it. He gets out across the 20, knocked down about the 21-yard line.
Nice hole by that offensive line that time. Thought it was going to go for a little more yardage. And once again, those linebackers closed very quickly for the Red Wolves.
Looks like now another quarterback, Cash Kershaw, I believe, is in there at quarterback. Yep, there, here he comes, number 8. Gets the play. He brings it in. Clock running with 9:12 left to go in this first quarter. Wide receivers left and right, and it is Kershaw. In the backfield is a quarterback. Pistol formation. That means he's got Noel behind him in that backfield. Gets that snap, drops the football, picks it back up, trying to run, and he gets knocked down back at the 16-yard line.
Jerry, I couldn't tell if that was a bad snap or just a fumble by Kershaw, but regardless, with the pursuit of that defense, brings up another third and long for the Wizards.
Interesting. Quarterback comes over and gets the play and then runs back in. Columbine High School does that a lot as well. I've seen many of their games over the years. So Kershaw in at quarterback. We saw Trotter in that first series. It is now Kershaw. Third down, 13 to go for the Wizards. And stymied on their first possession. They are facing a third and long here. Kershaw in the shotgun. Gets that snap. He's going to hand it off to the right side. Noel is going to be wrestled down back. A loss of yardage again. Back at the 11-yard line. Fourth down and long for the Wizards. What great pursuit again defensively for Loveland.
Well, we talked about the physicality of the Wizards, and Loveland has just come out and matched it. And that time actually overpowered that offensive line to get quickly another loss.
Easton Krasuki is the punter for Windsor. Trying to draw the defense offside. Long count. Gets the snap and gets that punt away. It's going to come near side and bounce at midfield. It takes a Wizards bounce at about the 48-yard line of Loveland. That's where the Red Wolves will start their second possession. Good field position.
Yeah, great field position. They're starting in their own territory, but if you're starting in your own territory, how about the 49-yard line?
That'll work just fine. 7:27 left to go in this first quarter. 6-0 Loveland. And team comes for the sideline, goes right to line of scrimmage. No huddle here as Jackson Gebhardt sets up in that shotgun. Hits the snap, looks left. He rolls to his right, throws the right side, incomplete. And out of the hands, the receiver on the near side, Deion Christopher. Second down and 10.
Yeah, trips to the right side, Jerry, and they just run a lot of cross patterns out of those three guys lined up. Gebhardt just did not make the connection with that wide receiver.
Jackson Gebhardt so good last week, so efficient. He was 13 for 15. Two touchdowns, 172 yards. There's a flag on the play as well. It's going to push back.
It's like we have a hold on the Red Wolves, so they're going to back him up 10.
First down and 20 for the Red Wolves. Pistol formation. Gebhardt gets that snap. He rolls to his left, looking downfield. Still looking. He's flushed out of pocket, trying to run off to the near side now. Gets to the 30-yard line, tucks the ball up. He's going to throw long. He's got an open receiver, overshoots his man at about the 10-yard line.
You know,
line.
His receiver stopped running. He was a scramble. You saw the athleticism there as he escapes, but Villanueva actually kind of just waited, and Gebhardt thought he was going to keep running down toward the end zone.
Let's go back to the studio. Another flag on the play, by the way. In the meantime, back to studio with a score with Micah.
5A action between Brighton and Fossil Ridge in the second quarter. Fossil Ridge blanking Brighton 14-0. Back out to the field.
Thank you, Micah. Looks like it might be a hold again against the Red Wolves. Let's see if referees are huddled up.
You know, that Fossil Ridge up 14-0 over Brighton makes that Loveland win over the Sabercats even maybe more impressive as we enter week two. But they are going backwards right now.
Pushing back 5 yards with that penalty. So first down and 25 now to go. First and 25 for Loveland. Three receivers left. Under center now is Gebhardt. He's going to hand off in the backfield and knock down right there, Deion Christopher, a loss of yardage.
Right now that jet sweep is not going well the Red Wolves. Second time they've ran us that play or a similar play, and another loss.
Loss of 4 on that play. So the ball at line of scrimmage at 30-yard line began at the 48. It is third down now. Loss of down that last penalty. So third down, 29 to go for Loveland. Single back offense, that's the quarterback, that's Jackson Gebhardt in the shotgun, three receivers left, man in motion right to left, gets that snap, trying to roll to the right side, turns a corner at the 30-yard line, but hit out of bounds at about the 32 or 33-yard line. Again, terrific defense for Windsor, fourth down and a mile to go for Loveland.
Big defensive stand for the Wizards, obviously a little help with the numerous penalties by the Red Wolves earlier in this game, but they will get the ball back as they force the punt situation.
Two men are back. Brock Alessi and Caden Sefcovic are back in punt formation to receive. And Windsor might get good field position out of this.
Yeah, Alessi, one of the captains, as you mentioned. He would certainly like to get a good return on this punt.
Preston Peterson is the punter for Loveland, standing back at his own 19-yard line.
We have a timeout by the Wizards.
Let's take a break. 5:46 left to go in the first quarter. A timeout in our A1 Organics game of the week. 6-0 Red Wolves. Back in a moment on KFKA.
I sure miss the good old days, Tanner. I was at a bar the other day, and I swear everyone had their phones out. Nobody's talking to each other. I even saw a guy text a girl to see if he could buy her a drink. Is there still a place where you could have a cold one and enjoy some good company?
Brian, you need to check out Can't Dance Bar in Eaton. Humans actually talk there while playing some pool, hitting the golf simulator, eating some gourmet dogs, and just enjoying good company. You want good food and great people? Check out Can't Dance Bar in Eaton or on Facebook to stay up to date on everything they have going on.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Loveland to punt. Peterson gets a snap. High spiraling kick is going to be taken by Alessing. They're going to let it drop in front of him at the 35 and down right there. So decent field position. 35-yard line for the Wizards on their third possession of this game.
Yeah, they certainly gained some field position advantage on that series there. Now, the Wizards just have to find a way to move the ball, to move the chains a little bit here in this first quarter.
Kershaw back out there at quarterback. Saw Robert Trotter in that first series, and that's been it. Line of scrimmage to 34. So first and 10 for the Wizards. In that shotgun is Kershaw. Got a running back behind him, Noel. Wide receiver left and right, tight end to the right side. Gets that snap. Gets a handoff, breaking a tackle, and then hitting down about the 32, maybe 33-yard line, and that's it. Might have got the back the line of scrimmage again. Terrific pursuit. And on that right side of the defensive line for the Loveland Red Wolves.
Yeah, Jack Saar even came out from that cornerback position on that pursuit, or on his safety position, I believe it is.
No gain, second down and 10 now for the Wizards. Wind dying down a little bit. Beautiful night here in northern Colorado. Two receivers are right, one to the left. In the shotgun again is Kershaw. Vector with him, Noel, the halfback. Gets that snap, looks to the right side, floats to the right side. It is caught, but knocked down right at the 30-yard line. Might be a fumble in the play. Wizards fall on the loose football. I think it's an incomplete pass,
I think
actually.
They're going to rule that incomplete, yep. Jerry, as the linesman comes up and gets the mark on that, saying incompleted pass.
Incomplete pass makes it third down and 10 for the Wizards. So neither team with a whole lot of offense other than one play for the Red Wolves.
Boy, the Red Wolves, it's almost like they knew that play was developing as soon as that receiver got the ball. There was, you know, guys right on him attacking him.
Clock is running, 4:35 left to go in this first quarter. 6-0, Loveland leading Windsor. Third down and long, third down and 10. Kershaw in the backfield. Ethan Brash is back there with him now, another halfback for Windsor. Kershaw gets that snap. Play action and a throw long on the near side, and it is incomplete. Overthrew his man about the 40-yard line. Incomplete pass intended for Beckham Helm. Fourth down and 10 now for the Wizards.
And Cash Villanueva, who caught the touchdown pass, on the coverage, though, that two-way player. And you love to see those athletes playing both sides of the football.
Punt situation now for the Wizards. Nolan Gebhardt. Another Gebhardt is back deep to receive. He's going to stand about his 35-yard line or so.
Little brother of Jackson. He is a sophomore.
Easton,
also an outstanding athlete.
Easton Krasuski is that punter. Gets that snap. Gets rid of the punt. High spiraling punt. Gebhardt's going to let it go. Bounces to 30. That's a big bounce to the Wizards and goes out of bounds. Going to mark this inside the 15-yard line or right at the 15-yard line. Turns out to be a terrific punt.
Yeah, boy, did he get the big bounce on that punt, and it just kept – it stayed in bounds. That was such a key. So pin the Red Wolves back to the 15-yard line.
So it is first down and 10 there at the 15. Knows the football right at that 15-yard line for Jackson Gebhardt and company. The Drake commit is Jackson Gebhardt in that pistol offense. Got a running back behind him. Two receivers left and one off to the right side. Gets that snap. Looks to the right side. Going to run now right back up the middle. Gets the 20-yard line across the 20 to about the 24. Good gain on first down. Gain of about 9 on first down for the Red Wolves.
Little pass fake and just tucks it under and makes a couple terrific moves. It's like they marked him down a little quicker than we thought from up here.
But his knee might have touched down. It is at the 22-yard line, so a gain of six. Three in the backfield, including the quarterback. Tight end right, receiver left. Gebhardt gets that snap, going to hand the ball off to Turner, trying to turn the corner, across the way, can't do that. Wrestled down across the way at about the 24-yard line. May have picked up two on the play, so third down and short now for Loveland.
Once again, the Red Wolves trying to go wide, and they were just a block away from probably getting that first down to bring the third and short situation.
Yeah, third and about a half a yard here for the Red Wolves. Look for Gebhardt to keep this. Looks toward the sideline. Changing the play, perhaps, as a coach over there in the shotgun. Now Gebhardt's going to move up and be under center, and it's going to be a penalty. I think this is going to be against the Red Wolves. False start is the penalty. That'll move them back 5 yards, so third down now and about six to go.
On that procedure call, Jerry, I couldn't tell whether that's interior or someone from the outside, but regardless, moves them back third and six now.
Three receivers left, two to the right. Gebhardt gets the snap, throws across the way, caught the 20-yard line, out across the 30, breaking a tackle to the 40-yard line. Plenty of first down yardage. Might have been a fumble on the play. Let's see, the fumble at the end, I think that they're going to give it to the Red Wolves.
I think that was Jack Saar on the reception. And he comes wide out to the right side this time.
No fumble. In the shotgun as Gebhardt throws that same play across the way, caught the 40-yard line. This time hit a bounds after a short gain across the way. So gain of maybe three on the play. Second down and long now for the Red Wolves.
Another flag down, Jerry, and another penalty against the Red Wolves.
Wow. You're going to push them back now. Man, that's
a big one.
Yeah, it's a 10-yard penalty. Two of those now for the Red Wolves.
Obviously a hold, and it's just guessing, but on that quick pass, looks like his teammate just getting into the defender too early.
First down and 20. Pass to the near side is caught by Christopher. 35 to 40, and out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. That's back near the original line of scrimmage.
I thought the Red Wolves were going to get another penalty on that as that blocker came up to try to elude his teammate, but the referee said not enough contact.
No huddle offense for the Red Wolves. Second down and 10. So they got 10 back, got half the yards back. Gebhardt in that pistol offense. He's going to float one left side, caught by Turner, trying to turn that corner, does break a tackle. Another one to the 40, across the 40, to about the 44-yard line. Nice job of running after the catch and a pickup of maybe four. Third down to about five now to go for the Red Wolves.
That's an interesting play because that was actually a lateral.
A third down and five to go. Gebhardt in that shotgun. Two receivers left and two to the right. Fakes a handoff. Wants to roll to his left side, trying to find an opening. He is scrambling in the backfield now. Turns a corner on the right side, looking downfield, going to tuck it up. He's got first down yard field in the enemy territory and down about the 45-yard line. This is what he does so very well. Jackson Gebhardt picks up the first down for the Red Wolves.
And we're going to get another hold call, Jerry. And I think that's coming back as well.
It is holding.
Very close to being a horse collar on that tackle as well.
Now you saw the athleticism. It's
The
busted play, but the athleticism of the quarterback, Gebhardt, shining on that play.
Now he can extend that play and always having his head up, looking downfield for a receiver. But too many holds.
Yep.
You know, they're just shooting themselves in the foot right now.
5 yard penalty, third down and eight. Gebhardt in the backfield, in the shotgun, gets that snap, looks to his left, flushed out of the pocket to the left side, looks downfield. He's going to float that left side, and it is incomplete across the way. Knocked out of bounds about the 45-yard line of the Wizards.
Gebhardt got hit very late on that play, too. The white hat just kind of stood and said, no, If that's college or the NFL, that's a late hit.
So fourth down and eight now for the Red Wolves, and they'll punt this one away. Preston Peterson comes back out to punt it. The end. Snap. Punt is in the air. Punt is in the air. It's picked up and run ahead to about the 35-yard line, but there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, that's going to be another penalty on the Red Wolves as they did not allow the intended receiver to catch the punt there and hit him way before the ball.
A lot of penalties on the Red Wolves early in this ball game. They're still leading 6-0, 53 seconds to go in this first quarter.
Very sloppy first quarter for the Red Wolves. They got the first touchdown off the turnover, but they have not performed well with way too many penalties here.
Officials talking things over. We'll see where they mark this football with the penalty. Two penalties on the play against both against the Red Wolves. I thought I saw a penalty come down after the tackle. So there's two of them. That's going to push the line of scrimmage into Loveland territory.
Yeah, that's going to be a 15-yarder, Jerry.
Wow.
And they will. The Wizards are in business at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, great field position here. 43-yard line of Loveland. Let's see if they can move the football now. Back at quarterback is Kershaw. Got a running back behind him. He gets that snap. Fakes a handoff. Going to roll to his right side. He's got some room across the way over the 40-yard line, 35. And for momentum inside the 30-yard line. First down yardage to about the 29-yard line of the Red Wolves. A good play by Kershaw.
Outstanding ball handling by Kershaw as he faked the handoff, kept it, and had, you could see his speed to get to the outside for the big play.
Best play so far for the Wizards. First down and 10 at the 29-yard line of Loveland. And that shotgun again is Kershaw. Gets this low snap. He's going to hand the ball off this time, coming to the near side and breaking a tackle, then hit down another flag on the play at about the 25-yard line. Gain of three momentarily. We'll see what the flag is all about.
If there's any indication how this quarter has gone, it looks like probably offensive. Yeah, another hold.
Wow.
Gosh, Jerry, there's been a lot of holds. And, you know, you play week one and – there's not going to be a change in how you play a lot, but there is a change on how the game is officiated at times.
Yep. Going to put the line of scrimmage, a 10-yard penalty back at the 39-yard line of Loveland. So first down and 20 to go for the Wizards. And clock is running. This will be the end of the first quarter of play. There's the end of the first quarter. After one here at Windsor, it is 6-0. The Red Wolves of Loveland leading the Windsor of Windsor. We'll take a break. This is the high school football game of the week on KFKA.
Great.
6-0 after one period of play. Loveland leading Windsor. Windsor has the football, first down and 20 after a penalty. And Trotter back there at quarterback now. In the shotgun, gets that snap, going to hand the ball off to Noel, and he hit the line of scrimmage and dropped right there. Boy, good defense again on that left side of the defensive line for Loveland.
They lead
just underway here in the second quarter. 6-0 Loveland. Loveland trying to go 2-0 on the season. Windsor's looking for its first win. It is Trotter back at quarterback. He began the game there. Kershaw came off the bench. Now Trotter again gets the snap. Play back at 48.
That play looked like
So a loss of yardage on that play. It's third down and I believe 29 yards to go now. Loss of nine.
I think that was Jaden James.
Great play action fake, but James wasn't faked out at all.
Well,
Trotter in that shotgun. Gets a snap, looks left, fires that left side. It is caught. Now there's a throwback the other way. Trotter catches the 40-yard line. He's going to follow the territory. Double pass.
Get a lot. Just a pass. Back. Poor pass. Just get pays off for the Wizards.
Great catch and run as well for Trotter after he caught that double, that second pass. And that is the best offensive play so far for the Wizards. Trotter gets a play from the sideline, jogs back on the field in his huddle. Ball marked at the 20-yard line. It's a gain of 26 on that play. Trotter back in that shotgun. Got Brash back there with him behind him in that pistol formation. Two receivers are left. Tight end to the right. Long snap. Low snap. Handles that. Fakes a handoff. Trotter trying to run left, and he's hit down about the 21-yard line. May have lost yardage in that play.
Yeah, I don't think he got it, Jerry. He was. He was stopped short, so the Red Wolves get a takeover.
On fourth down, so great defense by the Red Wolves. A little bit of a broken play. I think he meant to hand that football off and did not do that. So the Red Wolves take over, first and 10 at their 21-yard line. They lead 6-0, 10 minutes to go in this second quarter. Gebhardt in that shotgun. He's got two receivers left and one off to the right. Surveys the defense, does Gebhardt. Gets that snap. He's going to hand it off to his halfback. That is Turner, and he's bottled up after gain of a couple. Let's go back to studio for a score with Micah.
In the first quarter, we have a score in Johnstown. The Roosevelt Rough Riders losing 7-0. Back out to the field.
Thank you, Micah. I love that nickname, the Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders.
Gebhardt gets a snap. It's a draw. He's going to cut outside, breaks a couple of tackles, gets ahead about the 29-yard line. Made a little something out of nothing on that play. Picked up maybe 4 yards. Third down now for the Red Wolves.
Rough Riders trying to rebound. They had a tough loss to Meade last week. Led much of that game and lost it.
Third down and 3. There's a quick pass to the right side by Gebhardt. That's going to be enough for the first down. Hit down across the way at about the 35-yard line. A short game, but they didn't need a whole lot. And that'll move the chains for Loveland.
They love that quick out pass. The Red Wolves, that's about 4 times they have ran that play tonight. But Windsor hasn't stopped it yet.
4 receivers left, no tight end. Gebhardt gets a snap, going to pitch it left side. Trying to turn the corner is Christopher, and he's going to be hit out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. Again, good pursuit defensively. Defensive backs come up nicely for Windsor on the play. Gain of 1, 2nd down and 9 now for the Red Wolves. Gebhardt gets that snap. Quick throw to the right side again. It's caught about the 35, the 40-yard line, and out of bounds across the way near midfield. That's close to a first down again for the Red Wolves. A little swing pass to the right side.
Cash Villanueva again on the reception.
He has been busy on both sides of football. It is good enough for a first down. Got the first down by a yard. Line of scrimmage, the 47. No huddle offense again for Loveland. Gebhardt in that shotgun. Turner back there with him. Two receivers to either side. Gebhardt gets a high snap, going to hand it off to Turner. He's bottled up after maybe getting back the line of scrimmage. Ran into the big nose tackle there for Windsor. No gain.
Yeah, both those receivers wide out, and they try to get right up the middle, but those interior defensive players of the Wizards said, no, not this time.
Clock is running with 8:15 left to go in this second quarter. Getting the snap is Gebhardt, gets hit in the backfield, breaks a tackle, still on his feet, and then rustled down near the line of scrimmage. A lot of running around, gets back to line of scrimmage. It's going to be third down and long now for Loveland.
That's the most exciting play we've had for no gain tonight,
yep.
For sure.
Yep, no gain on that play. Third down and 10 for Loveland. Gebhardt, not a big guy, 5'11", 180, but he can run. Gets that snap, going to roll to left side, looking downfield. Gebhardt is flushed out of the pocket, still on his feet, though. Looking downfield, going to fire over the middle, and it is incomplete at about the 32-yard line. Broken up very nicely on the play by Easton Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski just stayed with Villanueva and did a great job defending.
Let's go back to studio. Another score with Micah.
We have a report from Timnath. The Cubs beating the Silver Knights 13-0. That is in the second. Back out to the field.
I'll tell you what, the Cubs, they've improved every year since that school has opened. First winning season last year, and now this year off to a really good start, especially if they get the Silver Knights tonight.
Punting situation for Loveland, punts in the air, and the ball is going to take a big bounce for Loveland inside the 10 and down about the 8-yard line. So pinned back in their own territory, Wizards trailing 6-0 here midway through the second quarter.
That turf is very kind to punters thus far tonight, as there's been much additional yardage once the ball hits the ground.
Going to be Trotter back there at quarterback. We saw Kershaw for a couple of series. Now Trotter back in. Wizards trouble moving the football. 6-0 Loveland. A touchdown pass, a 16-yard touchdown pass by Gebhardt, and point after attempt was missed. Two backs to the backfield, either side flanking that quarterback. Wide receiver left and one to the right. Trotter barks out the signals. Trotter gets the snap, going to hand it off in the backfield. Hand it off to Noel, breaks a tackle, and good running up to about the 15, make it the 16-yard line. Good hard running there to pick up 6 on first down.
Yeah, that's what Noel did last week. Just had several runs like that, getting the gains.
Going to mark it at the 15.
We have a penalty,
yep, penalty
as
flag.
Well.
Looks like it's going to be against Loveland again.
Yeah, they're walking back, aren't they?
Yep. We saw a lot of penalties last week in game one of the season. Seen a lot in this first half, in this second week.
The adage that you make the most improvement between week one and week two has not been penalty-wise.
No.
This game, has it, Jerry?
No.
We've had a lot of flags.
See if we can pick up this call. Personal foul against Loveland. Did I hear an ejection?
An ejection.
Wow.
I don't know who the ejection is thus yet, but it could be huge.
I did see Jax Sarr, number two, walk off the field, Loveland.
That hurts the Red Wolves. Both sides of the football is a terrific wideout as well.
So it's first down and 10 with a penalty, and the ball at the 29-yard line. Wizards with Trotter at quarterback on first down. In that shotgun, got a running back on either side of him. Wide receiver split left and right. Going to hand the ball off. The near side to Turner. And he gets inside to about the 32-yard line. Short gain, maybe two on the play against that interior defense for Loveland. I'll give him a gain of three. So second down and seven now for the Wizards.
Noel seems to be the workhorse for the Wizards thus far.
6:45 left to go in this first half of play. 6-0 Loveland. Trotter in that shotgun. Got three backs back there with him. Wide receivers are left and right. Long count for Trotter. Gets a low snap. Sets up, going to fire over the middle. Got an open man downfield, just missed him at about the 45-yard line of Loveland. Incomplete pass, brings up third down, now in seven to go.
Little hurried on that play as well as a nice pressure by the Red Wolves there. Certainly had a man open downfield.
So third down and long, big play here for the Wizards with 6:20 left to go in this first half. Loveland defense has been terrific. Both defenses have been terrific in this first half. Got a receiver right and a receiver left. Gets the snap to Trotter, trying to hand it off of the backfield. Noel's got it. He goes up the middle about the 35-yard line, but that is far short of the first down. Gain of maybe two, fourth down and five for the Wizards. So punting situation here. Brzezinski is the punter. He is back in that punt formation.
Yeah, Easton's been busy tonight. A few more punts than he would probably like as well.
Nolan Gebhardt is back for Loveland. Plenty of time for the Loveland offense still. 5:40 left to go in this first half. Good snap, punts away, line drive variety, gets over the receiver's head, bounces about the 20-yard line, takes that Windsor bounce again, inside the 15 to about the 11-yard line.
It just kept rolling, Jerry, almost, as you said, I think, down at the 11-yard line.
So first and 10 for Loveland at their own 11 with 5:22 left to go in this second quarter. Loveland looking to tack on to that 6-0 lead. They'll come off the sideline, not huddle up. They'll go no huddle a lot, Loveland. Every once in a while you see them huddle up, and that's about it. Jackson Gebhardt in that shotgun. He's got four receivers to the right, one to the left. Now man in motion. Gets that snap. Gebhardt steps up in the middle. He's got an open field up in it about the 25-yard line. But that's good enough for a first down, showing his tremendous quickness there. And a first down at a gain of 12 on the play.
Yeah, nice first down play. And I'm sure the Red Wolves are saying, and no flags on the field.
Same formation. You got two receivers right now, three left. So trips to the left side. Gebhardt gets that snap again, fakes a pass, rolls to his right side. Looking downfield, trying to escape, but tackler can't do that. Back of the 20-yard line. That'll go as a sack. Good defense. Pursuit again for the Wizards. It'll be a loss in the play.
Yeah, I thought Gebhardt, after he faked the pass over to the left side and rolled back out, thought he might have a guy in the flat, but decided to keep it.
Lost four on the play, second down and 14. Gets that snap, Gebhardt. Going to float the right side again. Open receiver at the 20-yard line, but bottled up right there by a host of defenders. No gain in that play, so third down and long now. 4:16 left to go in this first half.
And here's our first cramp of the night.
We knew it was coming. We had a couple last week. It's a Windsor player. Clock stops with 4:14 left, first half.
Let's get back to Micah for a score.
Not a lot of score so far tonight, but I'll update Fossil Ridge. They are up 21-0 in the second quarter over Brighton. We also have a Valley score. They are losing 6-3, that also in the second quarter. Back out to the field.
Fossil Ridge, a team that Loveland beat last week on a good win, 21-18. So we got, I think Bruce is right, a cramp for a player, just kind of laying on his back. Third down and 15 for Loveland.
Coach is taking advantage of this timeout as well, as both teams huddled around their coaches.
Line of scrimmage, the 20-yard line for Loveland. Still got that player down. That must be a heck of a cramp.
Well, let's hope it's a cramp.
Yeah.
Nothing more serious.
Player is now helped to his feet by trainers and assistant coaches. Might be more than a cramp. Really favoring that right leg.
That is...
I believe that's Cole Reed.
Looks like that's... Cole Reed, yeah. Sophomore defensive end. One of those sophomore starters.
Yeah, it's
for Coach Jones.
Fairly young team. A lot of sophomores and juniors playing. As you said, Bruce, they lost a lot of key players after last year's team.
Yeah, one of those losses, Deacon Schmidt, who happens to play for the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yep. And off the field now. So third down and 15 for Loveland. In that shotgun is Jackson Gebhardt. Got receivers all over the place. Gets that snap. Fakes a handoff. Going to roll to his right side. Trying to turn that corner. Can't do that. He's thrown out of bounds across the way at about the 22-yard line. Just got a couple on the play. Fourth down and long now. And the Wizards get the ball back.
Nice job by that Windsor defense. Just, you know, I'm sure they're keen somewhat on Gebhardt shadowing a little bit as well. But the pursuit was very impressive on that third and long.
Zefkovic and Alessi are both back for the Wizards. And Preston Peterson, the punter for Loveland. 4:04 left to go first half. Wizards ought to get decent field position out of this. Punt is away. End-over-end kick. It's taken by Alessi. Alessi breaks a tackle. He's got some room to the 40-yard line. Breaks another tackle and inside the 40 to about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Alessi, nice job of receiving and just... You know, kid's fast. He could turn it on. And one of those Wizard captains as well.
So good field position. A chance to score before halftime for the Wizards. 3:54 left to go in this second quarter.
Will Czar no longer in the game at that, that safety position.
And it is Trotter back out there at quarterback. He was the starter tonight. Looking behind him, he's got Noel as his halfback in that pistol formation behind him. Two receivers right, one to left. Here's a handoff to Noel. He's trying to turn the corner left side. Nope, it's a fake handoff. He throws the end zone, incomplete. Play action pass, incomplete, near the end zone, about the 5-yard line. It'll be second down and 10.
Trotter, nice job of making that fake and threw it well down the field, but Loveland very good in staying with that receiver.
Yeah, had me faked out. It was good play action. Second down and 10 for Trotter and company. Walks back on the field after getting the play. 3:46 left to go first half. Wizards trying to get on the scoreboard before halftime. Noel, the halfback, quarterback in that shotgun is Trotter. Two receivers right, one left. Tight end to the right side. Man in motion right to left. Trotter gets a low snap. Goes under his feet, and he dives on it right back at the 45-yard line. Low snap and couldn't get it.
Yeah, very fortunate for Trotter that ball just kind of stayed with him and didn't take a bad bounce. Otherwise, Loveland could have had another huge turnover.
That's a loss of 10 yards on the play. Third down and 20 now to go for the Wizards. Need a big play here. That double pass has been their biggest play so far in this game. We'll send two receivers left, one off to the right side. There's a tight end to the left. Trotter in that shotgun. Trotter gets the snap cleanly this time. Looking left. He fires over the middle. It is incomplete. His man went the other way. Fourth down and long now for the Wizards. And now Lovett looking to get the ball back.
You know, with 2:55 on the clock and, you know, Gebhardt at the helm, they have a chance to move the ball again downfield.
Might be a penalty on the play here. It looks like it might be against the Wizards.
Face mask on the offense. Yeah. That's...
So penalties declined. Fourth down and long for the Wizards. Cooper Turner is back deep now for Loveland on this punt.
Yeah, they've had two guys back previous punts.
Krzyzewski, the punter, gets his snap. And punts it away. It's a good punt. It's taken on a bounce. I'm going to let it go now. Bounces inside the 10-yard line and pinned back again at about the 7 or 8-yard line are the Red Wolves. Got a ways to go. 2:47 left to go in this first half. They'll have to go 90-plus yards. They'll mark it at the 7-yard line. So first down and 10. At their own 7 for the Red Wolves. They lead 6-0.
Yeah, being pinned back at the 7-yard line, you'd like to get a couple of good runs, and you still give you a little time in this half.
Gebhardt surveys the defense in that shotgun. He gets a snap, looking right, rolling right, looking downfield. He's going to throw long on that right side. Got an open receiver downfield. It is caught at the 45-yard line and knocked down about the 30. What a catch across the way by Villanueva. He's had a great first half. Biggest play so far for the Red Wolves.
Oh, absolutely. Huge play. Gebhardt threw that ball over 60 yards, Jerry.
Wow. Perfect pass.
And it was on the money.
Right back in the line of scrimmage, Gebhardt fakes a pass, going to run up the middle this time. Had to break a tackle, gets inside the 30, so a gain of maybe 3 on that play. So second down and 7 to go for the Red Wolves with the clock running at 2:20.
Yeah, time is not a factor right now with that huge first play.
Give him 3 on the gain there, so second down and 7, line of scrimmage, the 29 of Windsor.
Loveland has 2 timeouts as well in their pocket that they can use.
Yeah, Bart's got a receiver left, 1 right slot left as well. Receiver coming in motion. Gets a snap, Gebhardt right up the middle on the draw play. Breaks a tackle and hit down after a short gain. Broke 1 tackle, got tackled by another defender. Gain of 2 on the play, so third down with the clock running. 1:45 to go first half.
Let's see if they go to that quick out. Defensive back on this side playing about 10 yards off on that previous play.
Got receivers left and right. Gebhardt in that shotgun. Got Turner back there with him. Play action pass. Looking downfield. He's got time. And a roll to his left side now. Looking downfield again. Could run. Tucks up now and scrambles inside the 25-yard line at about the 24. Might be a little short of a first down.
Yeah, he did go down a little earlier. I think Jackson on that play, you know, could have extended a little bit, but, you know, he's being smart as well, getting down and not taking that hit.
Going to have take a timeout here, Loveland will. So let's take a quick break. 1:10 to go in this first half. 6-0 Loveland. We're back after this. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Hi, this is CJ.
And I'm Kristen with Weld Community Credit Union.
I am so excited. I just started shopping for a new car, but I don't know where to start with my financing.
From application to approval, Weld CCU makes your auto loan process quick and stress-free with exceptionally low loan rates.
So if I get pre-approved for an auto loan, I'll go into any car deal knowing what I can afford?
Yes, whether you're buying new, used, or refinancing, Weld CCU makes it easy to save money.
Awesome. I'll start by applying online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA. NMLS 399914.
NFL coverage is on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
1:10 left to go in this second quarter. Loveland with the football and a lead of 6-0. Fourth down and 2 for the Red Wolves. Fourth down and two. Gebhardt and company at the line of scrimmage. Got two receivers to the right, one left. Looks near side, and now a timeout is called by Windsor.
Well, yeah, Windsor had to take a timeout. Kalu Ogbonanya was confused, ran onto the field, and he's asking coaches, where am I going here? And they take that final timeout.
So we'll keep it here with this timeout. Again, 1:10 left to go in this first half.
And that was Jackson Czar's replacement. So with that ejection,
yeah,
they're obviously, when guys aren't running with that, the ones in practice, sometimes there can be some confusion.
Now team's back on the field. Again, fourth down and about a yard and a half to go for Loveland High School. Gebhardt sets up in that shotgun. He's got three receivers left and one to the right. Now sends a man in motion. Gets that snap. Going to hand it back to Turner. He's looking downfield. Going to throw to the end zone. And it is incomplete. Flag on the play. Might be defensive interference against Windsor.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Jerry. Nice little play. Fourth and two. But they a little razzle-dazzle this time by the Red Wolves. And Turner, nice throw. I thought initially when that play was developing that that might be one to come back to Gebhardt, but he was well covered if there was any thought of that.
So pass interference against Windsor, big break. That was fourth down, makes it a first down now for Loveland. And the line of scrimmage, the 12 of the Wizards.
They had a pass called back last week, a touchdown pass called back on a similar play from Turner to Gebhardt.
Gebhardt with a draw up the middle, breaks a tackle, but then hit down at about the line of scrimmage. No gain in that play. Second down and 10 at the 12-yard line.
They're going to get a little addition on that with a face pat. Yep. And halfway to the goal and replay first down.
Yeah, Gebhardt went down quick, and that's because somebody grabbed his face mask. Big break for Loveland. They're going to put the ball at the 9-yard line. First and goal. I'm sorry, at the 6-yard line. First and goal for Loveland. Three receivers are left.
And it's timeout, Windsor. They saw that train formation.
Yep.
Where everybody's lined up, and they break then into the positions.
So a timeout for the Wizards. You had Nick DeClement, who is normally a fullback, was lined up as a receiver. A little odd formation. So we'll stay here with this timeout. 57 seconds left to go in the first half. 6-0 Loveland, but the Red Wolves are knocking on the door here, trying to score again before halftime. And so far, the hype is right on Gebhardt. What a player. I can't believe
how
quick
he is. He can extend, he can run the football. And we saw his arm on that pass play as well to Villanueva. Two connections to Villanueva. Yep. Of course, the first one a dime for the touchdown and then the long completion. Yeah, Drake's getting a good one, Jerry.
Yeah, I think so too. Break huddle. And Gebhardt is not the quarterback here. This is Nobby Grona, who's the backup. He's a lefty. He's got a great arm. Pass in the end zone is caught for a touchdown.
Oh, and there's a penalty.
Brody Roberts caught it, but I don't think it's going to count.
The Windsor crowd is excited, obviously. That one's coming back. When you see a backup quarterback come in and throw a touchdown pass, you can't help but feel for him.
Grona is just a sophomore. He's a lefty. I watched him in the pregame warm-ups. He's got a terrific arm.
And saw him a little bit at practice yesterday, yep, too, and going through some plays. Well, now we're going to be back to where they almost where they started, and this will be the third first down on this series.
Going to mark the football at the 11-yard line. So Gebhardt back at quarterback. Got Turner behind him. Gets that snap. Clean snap this time. Looking left. Looking for the end zone. Fires the near side, and it is knocked out of the hands of the receiver. Yeah, Handily on the play again.
Yeah, he came through the receiver on that. If he could have just got around him, got a nice jump on the ball as it was in the air. But, oh, that's going the other way.
Wow. Offensive pass interference.
Didn't see that one coming.
That was intended for Villanueva, and he's called for the foul.
Well, that's going to be a big big penalty. Wow. That's 15 yards.
All kinds of penalties in this ballgame. That's a push way back to the 26-yard line. It's still first down, and you can get another first down.
First down number four.
Yeah. Gebhardt gets a snap. He rolls to the right side. Yeah, flag again on the play. He tucks under now. He breaks a tackle. He's loose. Gets the 20, the 15, the 10. Spins and gets inside the 10-yard line. Heck of a run. Might be coming back. There's a flag on the play.
And I think we're going to have our fifth first down play coming up.
37 seconds left to go in this first half.
That's the thing about all these penalties. We've gone from a minute 10 to 37 seconds.
Yeah. Illegal formation.
The illegal formation, that could be one of the wideouts, you know, not on the line of scrimmage possibly.
Had the ball at the 6-yard line at one point. They're back at the 31. Gebhardt's in that shotgun. 34 seconds to go, first half. Gebhardt gets that snap. He's flushed out of the pocket, comes near side, backs up. Fakes a pass, rolls, going to throw to the end zone, and this one is intercepted. What a great grab in the end zone, intercepted by Brock Alessi.
Yeah, Alessi made a nice play, and Gebhardt, he eluded that defender and then just kind of threw it into a crowd.
He did.
A little bit.
Yeah, two defenders all over the receiver and threw that one up for grabs, and a great interception. Wizards have it, 21 seconds to go, first half.
Good defensive stand by the Wizards. Five straight penalties, Jerry, on that series by the Red Wolves, all by the Red Wolves. They have to be in double digits in penalties.
Well, we're guessing to be conservative here with just 21 seconds to go. You want to turn the ball over, obviously. Trotter in that shotgun. Trotter gets that snap. He's going to hand the ball off. Fake the handoff, and he's hit down for a loss of yardage back at the 16-yard line. Loss of four on the play with the clock running 10 seconds. That should do it for the half.
I would think Coach Jones is going to say, let's just trot into the locker room, only down six.
Yep. I think he's feeling decent about his defense in this first half. There's the horn that signals the end of the first half. We have played two quarters here at Windsor High School. 6-0, Loveland has a lead at halftime. We'll take a break. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
It is halftime on 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Our score between Loveland and Windsor. Loveland 6, Windsor nothing. More penalties in this game than there are actual points. Don't have a lot of scores to report, but I'll see what I can do during this halftime. Last reported in the first quarter, Fort Collins and Rock Canyon were tied at goose eggs. Fossil Ridge is still up 28-0. It is now in the third period. Erie losing to Eagle Crest. That is at the half. Finally, a score. I never get scores from Greeley Central, but I've got one today. It is still in the second quarter. Last time it was reported, Northridge 18, Greeley Central 13. Roosevelt, last it was reported in the first quarter, Pueblo West was beating Roosevelt 7-0. I'll see if I can get an updated score before I send it back to the field. Severance is now losing to Timnith 19-0. That one is in the second quarter. I don't have a score for Longmont and Skyline. or a score for Burford and Moffat County, or a score for Niwot and Mountain View. If you do have a score for me, please text 888-530-0043. Battle between a 3A and a 4A. Frederick losing to Meade 17-7. One of the more important games I'm looking to get a score for in the 2A is University and Lamar. Don't have anything just yet. I do have a score for Weld Central. They are losing in the second quarter to Strasburg 22-0. Brush is at the half beating Fort Morgan 8-0. Sterling did put a touchdown on the board. Unfortunately, Sydney, Nebraska is mercy ruling them in the fourth, probably over by now, 49-7. Last reported at the half, Bennett beating Highland 3-0, and Fort Lupton beating Valley 12-3. Estes Park is losing to Haxton 34-6. No score for West Grand and Marino. Looking for those, text 888-530-0043 if you have a score for that, or for Prairie and Flagler. That I don't have a score for either. I do have a score for Bridgedale. They are beating their opponent Genoa Hugo 20-6. That one in the second quarter. Scores from yesterday. Bear Creek defeated Greeley West in Mercy Rule fashion 41-0, and Thompson Valley defeated by Pueblo County 31-14 was that score. Pueblo beating Thompson Valley. Last night, the Colorado Buffaloes pulled the upset, defeating Georgia Tech 14-13. And Saturday, we have a... I don't have the information for it, but it looks like Montezuma Cortez was forced to forfeit their game against Wellington, so the final score will go down as 2-0. Rifle and Eaton, they play tomorrow at 2 o'clock. That is in Eaton, and a home game for Prospect Ridge playing 1A. Yes, that's right, 1A, Dayspring Christian. That'll be at 1 o'clock. On KFKA, we will have Boise State and Oregon Saturday at 1. Then on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Colorado Rockies pregame at 12. The game itself at 1:10. And no local shows for Monday. It is the Labor Day holiday. Tomorrow in college football, Wyoming takes on CSU, the Border War, 4 p.m. That is on USA Network. On Mountain West Plus, that's right, Mountain West, they have their own streaming platform. On Mountain West Plus at 11 a.m., it is Duquesne and Air Force. Tomorrow evening, South Dakota takes on the University of Northern Colorado here in Greeley. You can still buy tickets, I think, but it is also on ESPN Plus if you don't have tickets. And of course, I have to mention it because it's my team, Washington State, against my team, Washington. That's going to be on Sunday since there's no NFL football. That'll be at 2 o'clock on NBC. This has been my portion of the halftime. After this, back to the field.
We're back here at Windsor High School in Windsor, Colorado. A1 Organics game of the week tonight. Jerry Schimmel and Bruce Dick with you at halftime. Loveland leading at Windsor 6-0. Did you think, Coach, we might have a little more scoring than we did in this first half?
I thought we'd have a lot more scoring this first half. And I think we would have without penalties. But yeah, when you say without penalties, Jerry, we don't have the total yardage of penalties, but there were double-digit penalties for the Red Wolves in that half.
And amazing. That last
and big penalties.
Yeah. The last series they had, just penalty after penalty. They were going to score, and they stayed out of the end zone. So 6-0, Loveland has a lead. At halftime, we'll take another break, come back, and preview the second half. Stay with us. It's Preps Football on KFKA.
Ask and you shall receive. Got a couple of score updates. This one in the first quarter, so it's a bit of an old score. Fort Collins beating Rock Canyon 7-0, and Bertha, they are ahead in their game over Moffitt County 28-7. Back out to the field.
All right, our radio booth, we're outside tonight, outside the press box, but we're enjoying the weather here. Radio booth is brought to you by High Desert Irrigation. Mario and Destiny Gomez are the owners of High Desert Irrigation and want to see farmers' backs across NOCO. Get a Rain Key center pivot on your farm and save your back and up to 60% of water charges. Call them today, 970-353-1621. At halftime, 6-0, Loveland has the lead over at Windsor. Coach, you look at the first half with Loveland, you see, hey, avoid the penalties. That's number one for these guys. What about Windsor in the second half offensively?
You know, offensively, I think they need to stay with their blocks a little longer. They got to get Noel. That initial hole seems to be there, but they're just not staying with those blocks. They need to give him a little more space to get that ground game, you know, grinding a little more.
Yep. I'm impressed by both teams' defense in this first half.
They have been solid. Both teams, solid defense. I thought the pursuit of the linebackers for the Red Wolves was really, really good early on in the game. And then, you know, both offenses just disruptive by penalties. And the trick play, not a trick play, but unconventional play, back the pass back to the quarterback Trotter, huge play for the Wizards, but then they couldn't convert to fourth and one.
Yep. We're at halftime, 6-0 Loveland. We'll take our final break of the half and come back with the second half. Stay with us. It's Preps Football on KFKA. We are just about ready for the beginning of the second half. Windsor will kick off, so receiving is Loveland. Loveland leading 6-0 at halftime. So the Red Wolves will try to avoid those penalties and get the ball here first in this second half. Here's the approach and the boot. End-over-end kick. It's going to be taken at about the 6-yard line. Coming out to the 15, the 20, trying to turn the corner is Turner, and he gets out to about the 24-yard line, maybe the 25. And that's where the Red Wolves will start first and 10.
Boy, nice pop on Turner to bring him down near that sideline. Wizards come out hitting hard.
And Jackson Gebhardt accounting for the lone score in that first half with a 16-yard touchdown strike to Villanueva. He'll set up in that shotgun like he normally does. And line of scrimmage, the 26-yard line. Got a receiver left. Got a back in the backfield with him. That is Turner. Here we go with the third quarter. Gebhardt gets that snap. He rolls left. He wants to run. Turns a corner to 25. Breaks a tackle and hit down about the 31-yard line.
Nice run. Just a quarterback. We used to call it the quarterback sweep. And Gebhardt keeps it. And for a solid gain of 5 yards.
Second down and 5 with that gain on first down. Gebhardt under center now. He has been in that shotgun most of the game. Gets his snap, hands off to Turner. There's flags all over the field. And coming up, Christopher with the carry. Gets out to about the 40-yard line.
And that's coming back.
This is against the Red Wolves.
Yeah, procedure call again. Yeah, I believe they may have had 2 men in motion that time,
yeah,
too,
I think
Jerry.
I think that was the call. Well, all kinds of penalties in that first half and one here in their first possession of the second half.
Oh, I know. It's going to be a long film session no matter how this game turns out.
Yep.
It's going to be a long film session for the Red Wolves.
J.R. Concrete is going to have a lot of film to watch come Monday. Here's a snap to Gebhardt, hands it off up the middle and across the 30-yard line and about the 31-yard line. Another flag, this one in the defensive backfield.
Yeah, this is after the whistle. The play continued. I saw that play. I don't know which player it's going to go against, but it's a little tic-tacky.
Yeah. Yeah, two players just kind of blocking each
other. They're just going down and playing football.
Yeah.
And that's going against the Wiz. No. Oh, they're going to double foul, Jerry.
Offset each other. So it'll bring up third down and 5. We'll call it 6. Gebhardt in the shotgun. Got Turner back there with him. Gebhardt gets that snap, going to roll the right side, looking downfield, fires the right side, incomplete, overshoots his man, Villanueva, at about the 45-yard line. Fourth down and six now for the Red Wolves.
Well, the Wizards come out with a nice defensive stand to open this third quarter, and they should get the ball back in relatively good field position.
We had some wind earlier. It's pretty much died down here in Windsor. It's a beautiful night for football.
Yeah, we could clone this night and have it like this throughout the season.
Yes, sir. Preston Peterson, the punter, standing at his 15. Gets a clean snap. Gets the punt away. End-over-end punt, taking it about the 40-yard line. Room there. Making a move to the outside. Trying to turn the corner at midfield, but hit from behind. And two more flags on the play.
And both away from the both away from the play. It looks like it's going to be an illegal block.
Brock Alessi was the return man.
Boy, Alessi he almost broke that.
That was a touchdown-saving tackle by a defender for Loveland.
All for naught as they're marching the penalty against the Wizards.
All the way back to the 31. That's where the Wizards have it, first down and 10. The penalties were in the first half. They continue into the second half. So it is Trotter at quarterback. He was the starter tonight. Saw Kershaw for a while in for him. Gets that snap. And he's going to hand off the left side, picking his way near the 40-yard line. Hit down about the 38-yard line. A decent run on first down.
Noel, he ran hard on that play. He's, you can tell, you know, had a good week the first week, and he continues to find those holes and make the most out of the space he's been created for.
Yeah, 98 yards and a touchdown last week in that loss. Picked up eight there on first down. Second and two for the Wizards. Trotter flanked by a couple of backs. Gets that snap. He's going to fake a handoff, roll to his left. He breaks a tackle at the 45 and out of bounds near midfield. That's enough for a first down for the Wizards.
Yeah, the Wizards get to move the chains.
Gain of five, first down at 10. They'll mark it at the 49-yard line. Wizards 49. 45-yard line, I should say. First down and 10 there. Trotter showing some good movement, some speed coming the near side on that fake handoff.
And creates a lot of space by a terrific fakes.
Trotter gets the snap. He's going to hand it off this time. And out across the midfield mark is Mark Noel. And that's a good gain on first down.
Mark Noel suddenly is getting bigger holes. I don't know what adjustments they made at halftime, but they seem to be working for that offensive line right now, creating more space.
Good gain. Gain of seven. Second down and three for the Wizards. Trotter jogs out the field after getting the play from the sideline. Ball's at the 48 of Loveland. Got a receiver to the right, two backs in the backfield with Trotter. Trotter gets that snap. Play action, going to fire long to the outside, and it is incomplete, in and out of the arms of Beckham Helm. Thought he had that one, couldn't hold on. That would have been a big play.
That was a great throw by Trotter. And Helm, I thought, had it. Almost waiting for your call on how good a catch that was, and he just couldn't hang on to it.
Terrific pass. So I believe a timeout has been called. Yeah, Wizards.
Jackson Torres went down on a knee and getting helped off the field. Let's go to Micah for the additional score.
We have an updated score for the Fort Collins Lambkins. It is not in the first quarter, but it is 21-0 Lambkins over Rock Canyon. Back to the field.
Fort Collins off to a really good start this year. under first-year coach Jeff Brennan.
Scoreboard brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Keep your family safe on the road to all practices and games with Napa Auto Parts. Locally owned and now have 12 locations in northern Colorado. Third down and three for the Wizards. Big play offensively. Trotter in that shotgun. Gets that snap. He's going to hand it off to Brash, and Brash gets ahead for the first down. Just powered his way to about the 40-yard line of Loveland. Good game. That'll move the sticks.
Once again, that offensive line quick off the ball.
Rash last week with 25 yards on 7 carries. Picks up the first down. Line of scrimmage now, the 43 of Loveland. Sustained drive for the Wizards. Didn't see much of that in that first half. Trotter again gets a handoff to Brash. Brash pulls a couple defenders to the 40-yard line. It'll be a gain of maybe 3 on the play.
Trotter, after every play, right over to that sideline, getting the next play.
Going to mark at the 41-yard line. So a gain of 2 on the play. We'll call it 2nd and 8. Line of scrimmage, the 41 of Loveland. Receiver the right side. Double tight ends. 2 backs in the backfield with Trotter. It's a clean snap. Going to hand it off. Going to go to Noel this time, and Noel powers his way out to about the 35-yard line. So good gain on 2nd down. About a yard or 2 short of a 1st down, but a good gain again on the ground.
Double team against that end, Brady Roberts, and just once again a little power run there. Very efficient for the Wizards.
3rd down and 3 yards to go for the Wizards. Trotter breaks the huddle, sets up in that shotgun like he normally does. Got a receiver right, 2 tight ends, 2 backs in the backfield. They are Noel and Brash. Gets the snap. Gonna hand it off. No, fakes a handoff, and he's wrestled down on a loss of yardage on the play. Back at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, big play for that Red Wolf defense. Brings up a 4th and 8. Let's see, they're in Loveland territory. They haven't had many opportunities. Let's see if they go for it here, even though they have 8 yards to go.
Yeah, I think this is a 4th down territory here, so we're going to go for it.
Yeah, I think both offenses this half, if they cross the 50-yard line, yeah, it's going to be 4 down territory.
Not a field goal range, of course. Trotter gets that play. It's 4th down and 8. Ball at the 41-yard line of Loveland. Big play for the Wizards offense. 1 back of the backfield with Trotter. Gets that snap. Retreats straight back. Looking to the right. He fires that right side. Going long and overshoots his man about the 10-yard line. No flag on the play. Good pursuit by Loveland. That was Cash Villanueva back there defensively. They turn it over on downs.
Let's get back to Micah for a score.
We finally have a score on University and Lamar, and it is a boring game. 3-0 University over Lamar back at the field.
Gosh, Jerry, the Bulldogs from University, they've scored over, I think, 111 points in their first 2 games, and now they're in a battle 3-0.
Wow. So Loveland takes over at the 41-yard line, their own 41, 5:44 to go in the third quarter. They lead it. Loveland does 6-0. Jackson Gebhardt gets his team to line of scrimmage. In the meantime, the officials are going to hold play up here, talking something over and how they're ready to go. Gebhardt's got Turner back in the backfield with him. The 1 score, 16-yard touchdown pass from Gebhardt to Villanueva.
You know, and that score came after they had first and goal at the 2-yard line.
Yep. Man in motion. Gebhardt gets his snap. He's going to hand it off on the near side. It's grabbed by Turner. Breaks a tackle, but then rustled out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. Might have lost a half a yard in that play.
Yeah, Turner went into the interior of the defense, tried to pop it to the outside, but that pursuit by the Wizards just too good on that play.
And Wizards, I think, call a timeout here with 5:48 left to go in this third quarter. Chance to tell you about Eaton A&W, just what you need for pre- or post-game meals. Burgers are hot, root beer still served in that frosty mug, and their homegrown spirit running deep. Amazing supporter of prep sports in northern Colorado. If you're in Eaton, stop by Eaton A&W just off Highway 85. Every time I listen to Bruce, your show, I hear you talk about Eaton A&W. You make me hungry.
They're great, and I'll tell you what. You can't go over to Eaton any. I can't go over there anymore without going to A&W.
Good for you. So. Have not been in there yet. I'll have to check that out. So the Wizards call the timeout. They break huddle. Loveland football. Second down 11. So a loss of one on that play on that carry by Turner. Been impressed by both defenses tonight.
And you're right, Jerry. The defenses have been very... You know, impressive, both sides. And yet those penalties have just taken away some of the good offense by both teams as well. Especially the Red Wolves. They've had way more penalties than the Wizards.
Gebhardt now under center. He's got two receivers left and three right. Man in motion. And a handoff goes to Christopher, trying to turn the corner to 40. Does that, breaks a tackle, gets across the 45-yard line, and stopped right there. A gain of maybe six on the play.
Little version of the jet sweep again, and this time Christopher able to cut it up for, you know, a small gain, but a gain nonetheless, leaving him about third and 6 yards to go.
Yeah, big play offensively here. Gebhardt back in the shotgun. Turner back there behind him, so pistol formation. Gets the belt high snap, rolls to his right side, looking downfield. He's going to cut back up the middle. He's got room. He cuts across the 50-yard line. He's
Could
in Emmett territory, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Let's check out, and I do not see a flag on the field, Jerry, so this one's going to stand.
Jackson Gebhardt. Retreating straight back, trying to pass, just broke out of the pocket. Nobody could catch him. What a tremendous athlete. What a run. 13, hopefully 13 to nothing, the Red Wolves with the extra point.
Once he gets a little space, his athleticism is phenomenal.
Here's that formation again that we saw after their first touchdown, and then they break that formation and set up to get your extra point, but then a penalty.
I'm being nitpicky, and I love the coaches. If you're going to kick the point, line up and kick the point.
Yeah.
If you're going to do a trick play, whatever, but if you're going to kick the ball, get your offensive linemen set and get the protection. Kick the extra point.
It's either a false start. It might be illegal motion. There's just guys running all over the field trying to get that point after attempt formation. For the moment, 12-0, 4:52 left to go in the third. 12-0 at Loveland. Officials talking this over.
Boy, how good was that run?
Yeah. His pure speed is awfully impressive. He gets in the open like that, and it's lights out.
So after all that discussion, I think this is going against the defense.
How about that? They're set up again like they're going to go for two. Let's see if they change the formation and kick. They're going to direct snap and into the end zone. That's a two-point conversion. So 14-0, 4:52 left to go in this third quarter. Red Wolves score again, once in the first half, once here in the second.
Let's get back to Micah for a score.
And that score is... An update, it's 21-14 now. Roosevelt's trying to get the comeback back out to the field.
So 14-0, Loveland has taken that lead over the Wizards. Kickoff now, Loveland will.
Seems like a big lead the way this game has gone, as the Wizards have had just trouble moving the football on a consistent basis.
Yep, sure does. 14-0, and past the halfway point in the third quarter, it's a tough one for the Wizards. Last week they were beaten pretty soundly by Fort Collins High School, and looking to go 0-2 on the year if they can't come back against Loveland. There you go. Peterson kicks it off and is taking it at about the 15-yard line. Headed to 20, kind of cut out to the right side, and still on his feet, still with some momentum across the 30-yard line and down about right there. That was Brock Alessi on the return.
One of the key players that Loveland lost this year, it was senior last year, Vinny Wimmer, outstanding kicker, would consistently put it in the end zone and had some terrific field goals as well.
So first down and 10 at the 32-yard line for the Wizards, trying to get some offense going, trailing 14-0 now. And Robert Trotter, the senior at quarterback in the shotgun, got a running back on either side of him. Gets a belt high snap this time, hands it off, trying to cut to the outside is Noel. He can't do that. He's bottled up. Might have lost a yard or two on the play back at the 30-yard line. He is hit down.
A little slow developing that time as multiple fakes from Trotter. By the time he handed the ball off, great pursuit by the Red Wolves.
It's a loss of one, so second down 11 now for Windsor. 4:15 left to go in the third. Scored 14 points last week, but gave up 49 to Fort Collins, did Windsor. Trying to get on the scoreboard here in the third quarter. Second down, 11. Trotter gets that snap. He's looking right. Pressure's on. Fires that right side. It is caught out across the 40-yard line. That's close to a first down. Might be short by a yard or two, but a good throw that time by the quarterback, Trotter.
You said it, Jerry. Really good throw by Trotter on that. Kind of a deep slant pattern.
Going to be short of that first down by about a yard. So third down and one. 3.5 left to go in this third quarter. Third down and one for the Wizards. They could use a first down here to keep this drive going. And have two receivers left and one off to the right side. Trotter looking toward the sideline. Sets up in that shotgun. Just need a yard for a first down. Gets the snap. He's going to hand it off to Noel, and Noel is hit about the line of scrimmage. Might have fallen forward to first down yardage.
I think he got it on his little second effort. Initially hit, and then he just, kept those legs moving.
Yep, going to mark
and
it.
And he did get it.
Yep, at the 42, so got it by a yard. They will mark it at the 42-yard line, so first down and 10, Wizards there. Got two receivers left, one to the right for Trotter. In that shotgun, gets that snap, fakes a handoff, goes near side. It's caught at about the 38, breaking a tackle across the 40 and about the 46-yard line. Good second effort that time for the Wizards. It's a gain of maybe six on the play. Yakovich, Eli Yakovich on the reception.
And Deion Christopher trotting off the field. Looked like he got a little tweak as he was in on that play as well.
That gave him a gain of four, so second down and six now for Windsor. Trotter back in that shotgun. Sets up about 5 yards back of the line of scrimmage. He's got Noel behind him in that pistol formation. Gets the snap, hands off to Noel up the middle, picking his way across the 45, but not much more than that, maybe the 46-yard line.
There's eight Red Wolves around that ball right now. Certainly anticipating the run and excellent pursuit.
Give him one, third down and five to go now. Third down and five for the Wizards. Big play offensively. Down 14-0, a minute 20 to go, third quarter. See if the football in the air this time. Trotter gets that snap, looks left. He floats to left side. It is caught there, but hit down about the 46-yard line, the line of scrimmage. That's well short of a first down. Good defensive pressure again by Loveland.
Excellent pressure, as you said, Jerry. And let's see what they do on fourth down. I think they just have to punt the ball. 50 seconds left in this third quarter.
Noel came out of the backfield to catch that one, but a short gain. Gain of one.
Nolan Gebhardt back. Would love to see them punt it to Gebhardt, younger brother of Jackson.
Krasuski is the punter for the Wizards. And the punt away, a short one, is going to come out of bounds at about the 25, 26-yard line. Short punt, decent field position here for Loveland, leading 14-0 in this third quarter. Time is winding down, just 25 seconds to go. Might be one time for one play for Loveland. Let's see where they mark this. A mark at the 28-yard line. And Loveland out of their sideline and right to the line of scrimmage.
Boy, if you're that Windsor defense, you know, you're keying on Gebhardt, but easier said than done.
Gebhardt rolls left, wants to tuck it up, breaks a tackle. He's got room again across the 35 and out of bounds near the 40-yard line. That's close to first down yardage. I think he got it across the way. A gain of 11, first down and 10.
Just that keeper, quarterback keeper around the left side.
17 seconds left to go in the third. First down and 10 at the 38-yard line, 39-yard line for Loveland. Gets that snap, Gebhardt, fakes a pass, steps up in the pocket. Now he's got some room, cuts back up the middle again, and is tripped up about the 45-yard line. Picked his way for about 6 yards, second down and 4.
And yeah, it's frustrating defensively. You know, they think they have him, and he just cuts it up, makes a move, and suddenly he's gained 6 yards.
That is the end of the third quarter. After three, Loveland 14, Windsor nothing. We'll start the fourth quarter. When we come back, this is Preps Football on KFKA. Loveland's got the football. Gebhardt gets a snap, rolls to his right side, going to fire downfield, and it is caught at the 15-yard line. Down right there, but what a catch for Loveland on the reception. Preston Peterson, big gain, first down for Loveland.
Preston Peterson, one-on-one coverage, and he just went down and got a great pass again from Gebhardt, but great catch by Preston.
15-yard line. Now Gebhardt gets that snap on a draw, tries to run to the outside, and gets inside the 10-yard line and upended about the 9, maybe the 8-yard line, a gain of 6 or 7 on first down.
Another one of those plays that you think you have him pinned in for a, you know, 1 or 2 yard gain, and instead looking at 2nd and 5. Maybe him, 4. Second and 4.
Yep, give him 6 on that first down carry. Jackson Gebhardt as advertised in this one. He's counting for the 2 scores. He ran one in, threw a pass for a touchdown as well. Gebhardt in that shotgun. 2 running backs behind him now. Gets that snap. He's going to hand off. A hit the line of scrimmage was Turner, and it pushed back. Pushed way back to the 25-yard line, but he'll get maybe the 12. Yeah, maybe the 12-yard line, so a loss of a couple on that play. Well, Windsor did a nice job of snuffing that play out. Slow to develop, but did a nice job defensively. So 3rd down and 6. Third down and 6 for Loveland. Line of scrimmage is the 11-yard line of the Wizards. 10:20 left to go in the game. Man in motion left to right. Now comes back the other way. Gebhardt gets that snap. Going to hand off to Turner. Puts his head down. Turner inside the 5-yard line. He's got a first down. He's the 4-yard line on second effort. Going to be 1st and goal, Red Wolves.
Took the first hit, Jerry. Nice little spin move to get a couple extra yards for the first down.
1st and goal, and amazingly, no penalties for Loveland on this drive, on this possession.
Like.
So line of scrimmage, the four. First down and goal for the Red Wolves.
Wizards trying to make a change defensively. Couldn't get the player on the field in time.
Four receivers left. Tight end to the right side. Gephardt gets that snap. Going to roll left again. Going to turn the corner at the five-yard line, but he's wrestled down with a loss of yardage back to about the eight. Boy, good pursuit again by Windsor on the play. And a loss back to the 8-yard line, so a 3-yard loss on the play. Still second down and goal. And officials timeout. 8:59 left to go in this ball game. It is 14-0. The Red Wolves lead it. Chance to tell you about some of our great sponsors. Sponsoring the radio booth, High Desert Irrigation. Mario and Destiny Gomez are the owners of High Desert Irrigation and want to save farmers' backs across NOCO. Get a Rain Key center pivot on your farm. Save your back and up to 60% in water usage. You can call them High Desert Irrigation, 970-353-1621. We also have our scoreboard, as always, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Keep your family safe on the road to all practices and games with Napa Auto Parts. Locally owned and have 12 Napa locations across northern Colorado. Napa wishes all northern Colorado prep athletes best of luck this season. So officials timeout and teams back on the field.
Let's get it back to Micah. I think he has another score.
I do have a score update on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310, KFK Greeley. Highland puts 7 on the board. They are beating Bennett in the fourth quarter, 7-3, back out to the field.
All right, Micah, thank you.
Good for the Huskies.
Yep. So second and goal for Loveland at the 8-yard line. At the Windsor 8.
A little one-on-one possible coverage over there on the right side.
Mm-hmm. Got a receiver split off to the right side. The halfback Turner is lined up as a receiver left side. And Gebhardt in that shotgun. Officials have not allowed the play to start, and I believe now they will.
I think they're waiting for, what are they waiting for?
I'm not sure. This is the Windsor head coach out on the field talking to an official, and I'm not sure why. Let's go back to the studio with Micah for another score.
The deficit that Roosevelt has is getting smaller. It is 27-22 now, Pueblo West, over Roosevelt. Back out to the field.
All right, Micah, thank you. Strange happenings here. 8:59 left to go in the game. 14-0 Loveland. You figure that out, Bruce?
No, something off the field. They brought someone and they're going over to the far side of the field.
Back to play. Here's a handoff in the backfield. That goes to for Loveland, number one, that's Cash Villanueva, and he gets inside the 5-yard line. He's short of the goal line.
And we're coming back, Jerry.
Yep,
there's
another flag.
Umpire threw that right as that play was being developed.
And big go against Loveland. The penalty's hurting them so badly in that first half. Holding is the call.
Gosh. Be anxious to talk to the coaches about all the holding calls. You know, same kids are playing the same game last week. Didn't have this many penalties, especially the holds.
Second and goal from the 18-yard line now for Loveland. Gebhardt fakes a pass to the right side, rolls to the right side, now throws, and Kit Turner catches at about the 10, hit out of bounds about that spot.
Got a little, quite a bit of that yardage back, actually. Nice little fake to Turner initially. Then Gebhardt continues the play, then goes back to Turner.
You get 8 out of that, so the line of scrimmage, the 11-yard line, 3rd and goal at the 11 now for Loveland. And a timeout for Loveland as well. Let's take a quick break. We got 8:41 left to go in this ball game. 14-0 Red Wolves leading the Wizards. Let's take a break. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
This is our A1 Organics game of the week. It is the Windsor Wizards at home against the Red Wolves of Loveland High School. We're in the fourth quarter, 8:41 to go, and a 14-0 lead for Loveland. It's third down and goal at the 11-yard line for the Red Wolves. Gebhardt setting up in that shotgun. Back there with him is Turner. Surveys the defense. Man in motion left to right. Another one coming the opposite direction. They get set. Gebhardt gets that snap, looks to the right side, floats that right side. It is caught inside the 10-yard line to about the 5, but far short of the goal line. It'll be fourth down and goal now for Loveland. Catch made by Brody Roberts.
With a 2-score lead, Jerry, Coach Conkright, little decision time. Do you kick the field goal or keep it down there, knowing that you have the Wizards pinned back near their own goal line if you don't get this touchdown?
6-yard line is line of scrimmage. It's fourth and goal from there. And Loveland huddled up along their sideline now.
Be a shocker if they call number 12's number.
And let's go back to studio with Micah.
Big victory for Timnath. They defeat Severance 19-6. Back out to you guys.
Wow.
They continue to roll. I know it's just been two weeks, but they shut out the Berthoud Spartans, who won their first game last week and now come back and beat a very well-coached Severance team.
And a timeout has been called by Loveland here. So they have it fourth and goal at their at the Wizards' 6-yard line. And the question is, do you try to kick a field goal here or go for it? You certainly have the players to make a big play on fourth and goal at the 6-yard line.
I think they go for it, Jerry. Their kicking game didn't show it was maybe above average.
Yeah, you'd think if they weren't going for it, they would have that field goal unit out there already, and that is not the case. You're going to go for it on fourth and goal at the 6.
See what offensive coordinator Tim Durant has dialed up here for the Red Wolves.
Gebhardt in that shotgun. Two receivers right, one and left. Man in motion. Rolling to his left side is Gebhardt, looking toward the end zone. Not going to tuck it up at the 5. He is into the end zone for a touchdown. Just turned on the speed, turning that corner, and scores for the 3rd time tonight.
Space created as he was looking to throw the ball and saw the opening and just beat all the defenders to the pylon.
And it's just, I can't believe the burst of speed that he can put on. He's looking, and then he decided to tuck it up, and he is gone. So 20-0, pending this extra point try. And they're going to go for it again. No, they're going to line up and kick this extra point. They lined up like they're going to go for 2, and now they're going to try the extra point. And the snap is down. That kick is up, and this one is going to be good. The extra point knocked through there by Tyler Price, the kicker. So 21-0. The Red Wolves lead over the Wizards. 7:55 left to go in this fourth quarter.
And after that score, we see a few people in the crowd getting up, and it looks like they're going to try to head out just a little early.
Beat some of the traffic. That's a tough one to overcome, 21-0 against this very good Loveland defense. Loveland a week ago Defense held Fossil Ridge to 18 points, got that 21-18 win, and 21-0 they lead now. 7:55 to go in the game. Loveland will kick it off. And that boot is a good one this time, taken near the goal line, about the 4-yard line for the Wizards. Bring it out to 20, to 25 yards, cutting the outside. There are two more flags in the play.
That's coming back. That was an easy one.
Beckham Helm on the return.
A block directly in the back.
You saw it, and two officials saw it. There's two flags down.
It's going to go back to about the 12 or 13-yard line.
That's where the Wizards will have it, first and 10. 7:47 left to go in the game with a 21-0 lead for Loveland. They're going to mark this at the 15. So Gebhardt with two touchdown runs and a passing touchdown as well tonight.
Boy, that, and you described it, Jerry, when he just gets a little space, that burst of speed.
It is impressive. Robert Trotter, the quarterback, gets that snap, looks to the right side, fires over the middle. Great catch at the 30-yard line, and breaking tackle to 35. That's good enough for a first down. Well done on that play. Robert Trotter with a throw over the middle, and no-huddle offense here for the Wizards. Gets that snap, going to hand it off, picking his way at Noel. He gets inside, still on his feet, to about the 40-yard line, then wrestled down back at about the 39. They'll give him five on the play, second down and five for the Wizards. That was Beckham Helm, by the way, the reception that gave the Wizards that first down. Now they're going to huddle up again. With 7 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, the clock certainly not their friend at this time in the game, being down three scores.
Trotter with a snap, retreats, look at the right side, floats that right side. It is caught at the 45-yard line and breaking a couple tackles at midfield and falling down right there. That was Brock Alessi, the junior. Good catch and run there. That's a first down for the Wizards.
Yeah, they're going to get to move the chains again. And let's get back to Micah for another score.
The University Bulldogs extend their lead. It is now 10-0 University over Lamar. Back out to the field.
6.5 left to go in the game. Wizards with the football, first down and 10. Trotter, the senior quarterback, in that shotgun. Gets that snap. He's going to hand it off on the inside, picking his way across the line of scrimmage and breaking a tackle in enemy territory, and he's going to be gone into the end zone. Ethan Brash looked like he was stopped near the line of scrimmage, broke that tackle, and the Wizards are on the scoreboard.
Boy, did Ethan put on a burst of speed once he got to the outside.
Ethan Brash with his second touchdown run of the year puts the Wizards on the board. 21-6 they trail with 6:07 to go.
Little space to the outside, and no one was catching Brash.
He'll try the extra point to try to cut it 21-7. And the snap is down. This kick is up, and this one is no good. So 21-6 keeps the lead for the Red Wolves with 6:07 left to play in the ball game. Let the Wizards finally get on the scoreboard.
That run, and that helps the team's morale a lot, too. You just don't want to get shut out, and that play by Brash gives them a shot now, where they're saying, I guess that we're going to see an onside kick here, and you never know in football what can happen with still 6 minutes left in a game.
A lot can happen with 6:07 left, for sure. 21-6 at the moment. Loveland expecting an onside kick, we would think anyway. Lou Palermo is the kicker. We're in number three. He approaches, and he's going to kick it away. And it is caught at about the 15-yard line. And trying to cut back upfield and not being able to do that, upended about the 15-yard line.
Well, I was wrong. I was expecting that onside kick, being down two scores.
Cooper Turner on the receiving end of that kick. So 23-yard line is the line of scrimmage for Loveland. 6:04 left to go in this game. The 13-yard line is the line of scrimmage. And Gebhardt and company up the line of scrimmage, leading 21-6. In that shotgun, taking his time with a snap count. Gets that snap. He's going to hand the ball off up the middle, put his head down and across the 20-yard line to about the 22-yard line. Gain of about six on first down for Loveland.
And the Red Wolves content keeping the ball on the ground, probably just keeping that clock moving.
Robert Ladig, the fullback on that carry, his first carry tonight. And he picked up five, so second down and five for Loveland. 5:30 left to go in the game. Red Wolves have three receivers left. Gebhardt in that shotgun. Tight end to the right side. Long count for Gebhardt. And gets that snap. Going to roll left. He's going to tuck the ball in, trying to turn the corner to 15. Can't do that. He slides down after losing yardage. Again, great pursuit on the outside by the Wizards.
And I just wonder how tempted Gebhardt was. He had one-on-one coverage here on that left side to audible and say, let's go for it. But I know in the back of his mind, coach wants us to run the ball right now.
Timeout for the Wizards. Let's take a quick break here. 4:58 left to go in the ballgame. Wizards trailing Loveland 21-6. This is Preps Football on KFKA. Loveland with the football and a 21-6 lead over Windsor. 3rd-and-11 for the Red Wolves. Gebhardt gets that snap. He rolls to the right side, looking downfield. He sets up, and his pass is blocked at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete pass. Falling backwards almost near the end zone, incomplete pass brings up fourth down.
I know this is a surprise, but there is a flag on the field.
Let's go back to studio. Mike has got a score for us.
Roosevelt has taken the lead in the fourth quarter. The Rough Riders, 28. Pueblo West, 27. Back out to the field.
All right, Micah,
wow,
thank you.
Wow, they've got a good one going.
And penalty against the Red Wolves. So fourth down and 11. It was declined. So fourth down and 11, and they'll be forced to punt.
And only a minute 10 taken off that clock. So still plenty of time for the Wizards.
Ruski and Alessi back. The punt's high. It's short. And it's going to be taken by Alessi at the 40-yard line and hit down about the 39. Didn't get much on the return there, but good field position for the Wizards.
Boy, was that a good tackle by Kai Pierce, the sophomore linebacker.
Alessi very slow to get up. Well, put this one in the end zone, you could make it interesting.
You sure can.
4:40 left to go in the game, 21-6, Wizards trail. Trotter sets up in that shotgun. He sends two receivers left, and a tight end on the right side, and two backs in the backfield with Trotter, who gets the snap, a low snap, handles that, looking left side, floats that left side, incomplete at about the 35-yard line. The pass intended there for Beckham Helm, second down and 10.
Jackson Therese, very good pressure from that end position.
Clock stop with 4:37 to go. See if maybe get the ball in the hands of their running back who broke that tackle for a long gain. That was Brash. He gets the handoff, but this time hit near the line of scrimmage. May have picked up a couple of yards in the play. Third down and long now for Windsor's, the Wizards, with 4:20 left to go.
Clock continues to run. The Wizards not in that big a hurry. And that clock continues to tick away.
Yeah, you'd think they might go no huddle here, but they're huddling up. Receivers left and right. Trotter gets the snap. He's going to hand the ball off. Ball grabbed by Noel. He breaks a tackle, but gets ahead to about the 32-yard line. That's a couple of yards short of a first down. Fourth down now for the Wizards, who we would guess would go for it here.
And that time, Cooper Turner in. In on that play.
Fourth and five. No huddle. And now play a stop to timeout is called by the Wizards. Timeout. We'll take our break as well. 3:36 left to go in this ballgame. It's 21-6. Red Wolves over the Wizards. We'll take this break. This is Preps Football on KFKA.
Fall is here in Northern Colorado, and you never know what the weather has in store. But at the Back Nine in Timnath, it's always perfect golf weather. Play world-famous courses on our premium full-swing simulators 24/7. And we've got an exclusive deal just for KFKA listeners. Use promo code KFKA and get your first month of membership 50% off. Become a member and play unlimited golf. Or just book a public tee time and come check us out. Rain, snow, or shine, it's always tee time at the Back Nine. Visit theback9golf.com and use promo code KFKA today.
Southern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Jerry Schimmel and Bruce Dick here in Windsor, Colorado, in our A1 Organics game of the week tonight. 3:36 left to go in this one. Loveland leading the Wizards 21-6. Fourth down and four to go for the Wizards here. Big play offensively. Loveland trying to get the ball back on down. Trotter gets the snap. He's going to inside handoff and nowhere to go. Brash is met at the line of scrimmage and wrestled down for a loss of yardage. Turn it over on downs. And
Kai
Loveland
Pierce
takes
and,
over.
I Pierce and friends in on that tackle to give the ball back to the Red Wolves.
So 3:31 left to go, and the Red Wolves will have it. Leading 21-6. It'll mark it at the 35-yard line, so that's where the Red Wolves will start this drive. Looking to go 2-0 on the season, Loveland. They were 5-6 a year ago. This Wizards team 13-1, a playoff contender last year. Gebhardt gets three receivers set left. Got it back in the backfield with him. That is his halfback, that is Turner, who gets the handoff, picking his way, breaks the outside, bounces off a tackle, and gets across the 40-yard line, out of bounds at about the 42. He'll give him six on first down, second down and four with the clock running, 3:10 to go.
And I think Turner was able to get down before he went out of bounds, so the clock continues to run.
Coming up on 3 minutes to go. Gebhardt gets him set at the line of scrimmage. Back there in that shotgun with Turner back there with him. Turner on his to his left. Three receivers left. Gebhardt gets that snap. Goes right up the middle on the quarterback draw. Breaks a tackle, but then hit down about the 41. Good open field tackle. No gain on that play. Third down and six. Third down and 4 yards to go. I said six, 4 yards to go. So third and four with 2:20 left to go in the game. In these situations, it's usually the ball in Gebhardt's hands. We'll see what they have in mind.
Gebhardt has his eyes on that back judge as that back judge raises his hand to know that there's 10 seconds left.
Gebhardt gets that snap, pitches it left. Turner trying to turn the corner to the 40-yard line, does, has some room at midfield. He could go all the way. 40, 35, breaks inside the tackle, breaks another one to 10, 5, 10.
touchdown! And let's see if there's... Oh, there is a flag on the play, and I'm not seeing the flag, but it's got to be out there somewhere.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, right there.
Yeah, right...
The Hull Show is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When your pond, lake, or lagoon needs attention, there's one name to know: Clear Water Products. Committed to our nation's water and energy resources since 2014, Clear Water Products has services from dredging and solid separation to aquatic weed removal. They've got the tools and expertise to keep your water clean and your stress level down. Visit clearwateramerica.com to see all their environmental services, or call 970-353-5763 and talk directly with an environmental expert today.
Is there anything worse than paying for something that's done half-assed? You buy something, you want it to work, especially when it comes to your internet. When you're trying to stream a movie, work from home, or shop online, half-assed internet doesn't get it done. At Alo Fiber, we don't do anything half-assed. We offer 100% real fiber and real human support that serves the community from the community. So while others may say they have fiber, in the end, there's half-assed fiber, and then there's Alo Fiber. Alo Fiber, internet built for you.
Colorado weather can be a fickle mistress. One moment it's raining, the next moment the sun's out. Oh look, there's a snowstorm. And now the sun's back out to melt it all away. Avoid the surprises and hear all about the weather with me, meteorologist Cody Wilson of Denver and Front Range Weather. I'll get you the what, where, and when of Northern Colorado's weather on Good Morning NoCo, Mondays at 9:30. And check out my podcast, Cody the Weather Guy, available each Monday on 1310kfka.com.
Mental health looks different for everyone. When it's hard to feel like yourself, when your mind won't quiet, or when everything feels like too much, we're here for you. North Range Behavioral Health offers compassionate care for every situation. Visit northrange.org or call 970-347-2120. Once again, that's 970-347-2120.
Mosquito season this year is serious. Mosquitoes in Weld and Larimer counties have tested positive for the West Nile virus. Protect your family and pets with help from Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Mosquito Joe offers professional mosquito, flea, and tick control for residential, commercial, and outdoor event spaces. Their barrier sprays and all-natural treatment options keep your yard bite-free, and their licensed techs put your safety first using treatments designed for families, pets, and pollinators. Take control by visiting noco.mosquitojoe.com.
These days, it's more important than ever to have a proactive banking partner who can provide the right financial solutions at the right time. At First Advantage, we are dedicated to offering that level of service to our customers. We're always on your team and ready with the assist to help you succeed. With branches in Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins, we're proud to serve the banking needs of Northern Colorado and proud to support UNC Athletics. This is Jeff Kincaid, Market President of First Advantage, inviting you to visit us at firstadvantagebanks.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
The Broncos.
Bills rush five. Bow in the pocket. Hit as he throws. Throws the ball. Fades. Deep corner. Caught. Touchdown. Marvin Mims.
The Nuggets.
Jokic. Great pass. Layup is up and in. Christian Brown. Monster triple-double for Jokic.
The Rockies.
Freeland is set. Bases full. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the side with the bases loaded.
The Avalanche.
Turned over. Lekkonen. Near side. McKinnon. One-timer. He scores. Nathan McKinnon, 40 goals on the season. His 13th multi-goal game of the year. That's the most in team history.
High school sports.
Going back in the backfield again as Hunt gets a handoff, breaks a tackle, and then breaks another one. He's in the end zone for a touchdown.
Hear the Big Four and local high school sports on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We get it. You're busy. You don't always have time to catch every KFK program in its entirety. A late night at the office might keep you from hearing the kickoff, tip-off, or opening pitch. That's why 1310kfk.com is the perfect site for you busy Coloradoans. There you'll find all KFK programming in podcast form, past game broadcasts, and local news and sports information, plus blogs, featured stories, and reports. If it's important to Northern Colorado, it's on 1310KFK.com. That's 1310KFK.com.
Do you have diabetes and Medicare or other types of insurance? We have great news for you. Medicare and many other insurance companies are making it possible to help you control your diabetes better. For many of you listening out there with diabetes and using insulin, they've increased their benefits to now include continuous glucose monitors at little or no cost to you. Call our special diabetes hotline today. Let our experts check your insurance and see if you qualify to get a brand new continuous glucose monitor shipped directly to your door at little or no cost to you. And the shipping may even be free. If you're still pricking your fingers, those days are gone. The new way to stay on top of your diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Call right now. Let us check your insurance for you.
800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160.
High school football, basketball, and baseball are on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, those darn gremlins keep biting us in the butt today. Disconnected from the field, so right now I'll see what I can do to get us back. In the meantime, I have a few scores to announce. Mercy Rules in Fort Collins. Fossil Ridge defeats Brighton 48-0, and Fort Collins is up 44-0 over their opponent. That's probably a final at some point. I'll get back to the field right now with Bruce.
All right, Micah, thank you. While we were away, we had a fumble by the Wizards, recovered by Loveland. They just went to a knee on the next play, and the clock is winding down. This will be the ball game. 21-6 is our final. There's time expired. 21-6, the Red Wolves of Loveland get the victory on the road. They move to 2-0 on the year. Windsor, a 13-1 team a year ago, starts 2026 0-2. Heck of a game, and we're not surprised by the play of Jackson Gebhardt. He was absolutely terrific tonight, Bruce.
Oh, he was terrific. I've described him as electric. Has that ability to extend plays, and when it is a pass play and there's room created.
When your pond, lake, or lagoon needs attention, there's one name to know. Clear Water Products. Committed to our nation's water and energy resources since 2014, Clear Water Products has services from dredging and solid separation to aquatic weed removal. They've got the tools and expertise to keep your water clean and your stress level down. Visit clearwateramerica.com to see all their environmental services or call 970-353-5763 and talk directly with an environmental expert today.
21-6 is our final. Loveland beats Windsor tonight. Welcome back to our A1 Organics Game of the Week. Jerry Shumlin with Bruce Dick. And time now to name our post-game player of the game. The post-game is brought to you by Alt Feed Mill. No matter the size of your operation, get your feed for your pigs, chickens, and cows at Alt Feed Mill. Call them at 970-834-2132. I think it's a pretty easy choice for our player of the game tonight,
Bruce.
Yeah,
I think so, too. He was also our Walker Mower athlete of the month, and Jackson Gebhardt, outstanding quarterback.
Yeah. I was impressed with the way he threw the ball tonight, especially the touchdown pass, and then two long passes he had, and of course the running game that he has, that great speed and athleticism. Not a big guy at all, but he is a tough runner, and fun to watch him tonight in this win for his team.
Yeah, it was, showed the strength of his arm tonight as well.
Yep.
Obviously, great running quarterback, but you know, the one play to Villanueva, who also had an outstanding game, over 60 yards in the air.
Yeah, very, very impressive with those two tonight. So that'll do it for our broadcast from the field. Mike has got another scoreboard segment coming from you for you. Next week we'll have a good one. We're going to have Wellington at Timnath next Friday night. That's going to be a fun
one. Wellington didn't play a game. They were Montezuma Cortez four-footed. I text Coach Peoples, and he said, Too many injuries. Wow. It's only the second week.
Yeah, that's a little.
I have a feeling maybe that long drive created an injury or two.
Cortez is a long way from here, I can tell you that. That'll do it for our broadcast, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Again, the final is Love and 21 and Windsor 6. For Bruce Dick, I'm Jerry Schimmel saying good night from Windsor on KFKA.
Broncos, Nuggets, Rockies, and Avs. Hear about them on the Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to the Alt Feed Mill post-game show. I'm Mikey Kilpatrick. I will take you the rest of the way. The final in our game, Loveland 21, Windsor 6. Special thanks to Jerry and Bruce for that amazing play-by-play. I don't have all the finals just yet. Last I was able to find was Fort Collins 44, Rock Canyon nothing. Probably final, but I'll see if I can get that before I get off the air. Fossil Ridge, they mercy ruled their opponent, Brighton, 48 to nothing. Erie and Eagle Crest, I still have a score of 17 to 14 in the fourth quarter. I'll see what I can do about that. Northridge dominates Greeley Central after being ahead 18 to 13 at the half. Shuts out Greeley Central at the half. Game's still going, but it's late in the fourth quarter. 37 to 13 Northridge ahead of Greeley Central. Its final, Roosevelt comes from two scores behind, beats Pueblo West 28-27. Also final in the 3A is Silver Creek 34, Centaurus 7. And I did report that it was a final earlier. I was incorrect. Either I made a mistake or someone gave me bad information. 19-6 late in the fourth quarter, Timnath over Severn. So still in the fourth quarter. I'll see if I can get a final for you. Longmont mercy ruled Skyline 41-0. Still a halftime score for Berthoud and Moffat County. I'll see if I can get a final for them. But last checked, 3A Berthoud was ahead 28-7. No score for Niwot and Mountain View. If you do have that score, text me 888-530-0043 and I will update it. Final score in Meade, 38-14. Meade blows out Frederick. Almost final with 3 minutes left. University and Lamar. University ahead 16-0. Looks like they will take that barring a miracle. Strasburg is ahead of Weld Central 34-14 in the fourth quarter. Brush defeats arch rival Fort Morgan, well, maybe not arch rival, but rival Fort Morgan, 28-14. As reported earlier tonight, it was an early game and an early mercy rule. Sydney, Nebraska defeats Sterling 49-7. I'll see if I can get a final on Highland and Bennett. But last checked, it was 7-3 with a couple minutes left in the fourth quarter. Tick-tock, tick-tock, Bennett. Fort Lupton 25, Valley 3, still in the fourth quarter. Haxton ahead of Estes Park in the fourth quarter, 42-6. Marino dropped a game to West Grand. Last checked, it was 50-0. That was several minutes ago. They hadn't reported the score yet. I'll see what I can do about that. No score for Flagler and Prairie. And Briggsdale ahead of Genoa Hugo. It's weird school. Sorry, guys. They were ahead in the third quarter, 37-20. I'll come back with more scores after this on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Want to hear from the coach? Listen to Coach Speak, weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Back here on the Alt Feed Mill post game show, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I'll try to get you some more of those scores, but so far, nothing final on Fort Collins and Rock Canyon, 44-0. Fort Collins beating Rock Canyon. It was the final, Fossil Ridge 48-0. Nothing new to report on Eagle Crest and Erie. Last I checked, it was 17-14, Eagle Crest over Erie. Nothing new to report on Greeley Central. I'll see if I can find that before this segment ends. Northridge was ahead of Greeley Central 37-13 after an 18-13 halftime score. It is a final. It is officially a final. Northridge has defeated Greeley Central 37-13. Longmont Mercy ruled Skyline 41-0. I did not get a final for this, but last it was reported, the last couple times I looked, it was 19-6, Timnath over Severance. Silver Creek defeated Centaurus 34-7, and what was probably the game of the week was Roosevelt beating Pueblo West 28-27. Berthoud over Moffat County, I just have a halftime score, 28-7. Nothing new for Mountain View and Niwot. Meade defeated Frederick 38-14, and University, it's probably gone final, but I'm waiting for confirmation. Last I had was with about 2-3 minutes left, it was 16-0. So I'll keep refreshing, see if I get an updated score before I sign off. Weld Central drops one to Strasburg, 34-14. Rush beats Fort Morgan, 28-14. Sterling fell to Sydney, Nebraska. That one was a rough one for them, 49-7. Highland, I don't have a final for this, but I'd love one. It is 7-3 with 7 minutes left. That was the last I could get an updated score for that. So it looks like I might be signing off before I get an updated score. Haxton was beating Estes Park 40-6. Last I was able to check, Marino fell to West Grand 50-0. No score on Flagler and Prairie. And Briggsdale, it did go final. Briggsdale 51, Genoa Hugo 34. Our game, Loveland defeated Windsor in the game of the century, or the flag throwing of the century. Lots of flags in this game, including one kid removed from the game. Yesterday's scores, Bear Creek defeated Windsor 41-0. And Pueblo County beat Thompson Valley 35-14. Tomorrow's games, we will not have a Wellington-Montezuma-Cortez game because, as Bruce mentioned, the forfeit that Montezuma-Cortez, they unfortunately had to forfeit. They said it was because of injury. So I'll take their word for it. Eaton will face Rifle. That is a 2 p.m. game. That one is an Eaton home game. And then 1A Dayspring Christian takes on 2A Prospect Ridge. That is a 1 o'clock game tomorrow. Last night, Georgia Tech fell to the CU Buffs. How about that? Everyone was expecting a huge offensive explosion, and it ended with a 14-13 victory for Colorado. Coach Prime really needed that because even though he wasn't on the hot seat, he kind of was on the hot seat. So it was a good victory for them. Congratulations to the Buffs. Colorado State will play in the Border War with Wyoming. That'll be 4 o'clock tomorrow on USA Network. And Air Force will face Duquesne. That is tomorrow as well, an 11 a.m. start time on the Mountain West Plus. So if you want that game, you have to download or go to the website Mountain West Plus. Just Google search it. UNC plays tomorrow night on ESPN Plus at 6 p.m. here in Greeley. They face South Dakota. Washington and Washington State is a Sunday game, 2 p.m. on NBC. Now, on KFKA this weekend, we will have Boise State at Oregon. That is a 1 p.m. start time, 1 p.m. coverage time. The Colorado Rockies, they play Sunday, 12 o'clock pregame 1 o'clock start time. And no local shows. Happy Labor Day to everybody. But the staff is taking a day off, and we appreciate you and all you do for us, and thank you for listening. I'm Micah Kilpatrick. This has been the Alt Feed Mill postgame show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Special thanks to Jerry Schemmel and Bruce Dick. Excellent call once again. Good night.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.